The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. It's week two of the 2021 football season, and the 1-0 Clay County Bulldogs come into tonight's contest red hot after last week's 35-0 exorcism of the Blue Devils from Jackson County when they were cast out of John Teeble's Field and back to their hellish domain of Gainesboro. Tonight, head coach Jake Johnson and his black and gold hounds are back on their home turf, anxiously awaiting round two of this season, where their opposition comes in the way of the Clinton County Bulldogs. Clay County's canine counterparts from the Bluegrass State have come 40 miles southeast from Albany around the northern shores of Delhalla Lake for an old-fashioned Bluegrass versus Volunteer State clash. The 0-1 Bulldogs from the north and their head coach Rocky Talent are coming off a beatdown at the hands of Wayne County High School and are seeking to even up their record here in Salina. Join us as we prepare for Bulldogs against Bulldogs in the Clay County and Clinton County Border War.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our second Bulldog football broadcast of this season. We're pleased to be here once again in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, high atop a very hot Joe Neil Eade Stadium. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll do my best to describe the action as it unfolds tonight. Once again, here during the CarQuest pregame show, as we were last week, we're joined by John Weaver here doing some early producing. Rob Edwards will be here later, though. John, good to have you again.
Thank you, Daniel. Yeah, I wasn't sure if Coach Edwards made it back to this part of the country or not, but I'm glad to hear he's going to be here.
Made that 2,000-mile trek back. Also sitting here beside me, as always, is the visionary that's responsible for the Horizon Sports Network, our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for the kind introduction, as always, Daniel. Good to have little brother back down the way over here. And you're right, it is hot, even in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. But there's no place I'd rather be than alongside you two and Coach Edwards a little later, getting ready to watch this Clay County team. And, Daniel, what a team they're shaping up to be. I can't wait to see what's next for these Dogs tonight.
Me too. And the good thing about it, we've talked about it before a little bit last week, the toughest part of the schedule lies in the back half. So when they really get tested, they're going to be firing on all cylinders, and they already are.
They are. And, you know, little brother, I think he kind of enjoyed being here in the booth with us, John, but you know, it may have something to do with this team, too, Daniel. They're pretty fun to watch.
They're exciting, man. I hope to see a lot more of the same tonight. You know, looking out here on the field, seeing those black uniforms getting warmed up again is exciting.
And we don't know a whole lot about this Clinton County team. Who knows what they're going to bring here tonight in week two. But there's one thing we can always count on, and that's our long list of loyal sponsors. We've talked about them answering the bell this season, and really since the first time we came up with this idea 5 years ago now. And again, we want to ask everybody listening to let them know you appreciate them giving us a chance to be on the air here tonight, because they make this coverage possible, Daniel.
They certainly do. We say it every week. We're going to continue to say it every week, because without them, we wouldn't be here.
And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper my brother and I and my father Bob publish each week. So we hope listeners will support that, too, by picking up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. And also great photos by these students and Miss Amy Dotson through CCHS Media, which it's online. Those are for sale. This helps all the kids in the school, Daniel. What a program she has there.
Oh, well, just outstanding. It's so convenient. You can just do it, as you said, all online. I'm not sure that website. What's the easiest way to access that?
I'd basically just Google CCHS Media, and you'll come up with it. I'm not sure what the exact address is. But
talk about convenient. You know, it's really helpful for us, too, at the newspaper to get those photos in. I know the parents and fans like to see them, so we're glad to get them from the kids in the school.
No doubt about it. Folks, up next, as we do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in this week's paper in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's beatdown of Jackson County. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, and now it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game. That headline read, Bulldogs blast Blue Devils 35-0. The story talked about how the Dogs had what can only be described as an impressive debut to the 2021 season Friday night, and Coach Jake Johnson agreed. As far as the effort, the intensity, and for the most part, the execution, you couldn't ask for a much better week one, he said. Coming out and firing on all cylinders as far as team play, I can't complain a bit. And the coach also explained that his senior duo of Wade Coons and Carson Sharp set the tone, and the entire team kept the Clay County train rolling that night. He's done it for years, Johnson said of Coons, and him and Carson are the heartbeat of the team. It's hard to argue that. They mean a lot to us. He went on to say, we had people stepping up across the board. Those guys in the front line playing due to injury, young guys on special teams, all of them stepped up. We've got a good mix of kids in every class. We've got contributors from all levels, and that's a good thing. And, you know, Coach was dead on with his comments, Daniel, as your summary is going to show.
He was dead on because the tone was set early by that senior duo of Wade Coons and Carson Sharp. Coons' fourth down stop in the Blue Devil backfield handed Clay County their first possession of the game, which resulted in a 13-play, 73-yard scoring drive, capped off by the first of three touchdowns that Sharp scored. Junior Levi Garrett, who was a perfect 5-for-5 on the night, added the extra point. The Dogs led 7-0 at the end of the first quarter. Following back-to-back Jackson County three and outs, the Dogs struck again midway through the second period as junior Joseph Markham pounded his way in from 5 yards out. With the kick, Clay County led 14-0, but the Devils didn't fold. Using their superior size up front, Jackson County advanced the ball near midfield with a physical running attack before Garrett, junior Hunter Kyle, and sophomore Tyler Wathel clogged up the middle, forcing Jackson County into a passing situation. Clay County took advantage in the form of freshman Nate Adams, who picked off the Blue Devil pass to set his team up with a chance to go up three scores before halftime. Junior quarterback Keaton Arms then executed the two-minute drill to perfection, scrambling for 28 yards first, then finding sophomore Weston Birdville and junior Jimmy Burch through the air to set up another Sharp touchdown and send his team into intermission up 21-9. Arms, Sharp, and the Dog defense then picked up where they left off in the second half to secure the shutout. Arms engineered his fourth scoring drive of the night with completions to All-State classmate Alec Kerr and Jimmy Burchett, who hauled in a 19-yard touchdown. Leading 28-0 during the fourth quarter, Sharp broke free for a 67-yard exclamation point to account for the final score. Clay County 35, Jackson County none.
What a better score, or what couldn't have been a better score for us, Daniel, you know, and during that time, Clay County racked up a total of 384 yards of offense on 57 plays, including 284 yards rushing on 43 carries and 100 yards passing. Sharp's big night, which was 28 carries for 216 yards and three touchdowns, and he also earned the TDS top performer that week. He led the way on the ground. Arms had 13 carries for 51 yards. Markham had two carries for 17 yards and a touchdown. And Arms was also 8 for 14 for 100 yards, a touchdown, and an interception, and he accounted for all the yards through the air. Burch was the leading receiver with 5 catches for 76 yards and a touchdown, and it was his favorite target, while Kerr had 2 catches for 17 yards, and Birdwell had 1 for 7. Coons and Kyle led the way on the defensive side with 6 tackles apiece. Kurt and Markham each had 4 stops. Arms recorded 3. Sharp, Walthall, Jimmy Burchett, and freshman Lance Burchett and Hayden Adams all had 2 tackles, while Garrett and Nate Adams, who had a big interception, and sophomores Austin Anderson and big Ben Maxfield also had a tackle in the contest. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Dale Hall Horizon. We also want to ask you to remind your friends we're on the air tonight. Just copy the link at the top of the page, put it in a text, and send it to them. Post it on Facebook. Share this link for us, and we sure would appreciate it. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Clinton County, Kentucky, here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dawgs best of luck this football season.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking is your hauling and equipment solution for tackling projects of any size. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. Typically, we begin with a playoff history of the Knights teams. However, I don't have that information on Clinton County. I don't think they ever have qualified, so I went a different route. We're going to look at a brief overall history of each program. Clay County first began playing football back in 1923, and there have been 2 known brief hiatuses when a team wasn't fielded since that time. Collectively, the 2021 season is the 80th overall of high school football in Clay County. And we have a known total record of 397 wins to 379 losses with 11 ties in 787 contests. So, John, not far above 500, but collectively in our history, a winning program.
Yeah, it's good to say, you know, that you can have more wins than losses.
That's right. The Dawgs' best season by winning percentage was in 1990 when they went 11-1, and the worst was in 1999 when we had an 0-10 record. Clinton County began playing football, as far as we're aware, in 2006. As they begin their 16th season this year, they have a record of 48 wins to 101 losses in a total of 149 contests. Their best year was in 2018 when they went 9-1. They have had 4 winless seasons, those coming in 2007 and then consecutively in 10, 11, and 12. Had a 30-game losing streak, but they got over the hump there. And a few years later, as we just said, 2018, 9-1 program.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, you know, goes through struggles, has kids, don't have kids, you know, good years and bad. So I'm sure they'll just keep working at it.
These two teams are meeting tonight for the 4th time in their histories, first squaring off back in 2013. The Black and Gold Bulldogs have been victorious in the 3 prior meetings, In 2013, the score was 56-6. 2014, 47-6. And the last meeting in 2019 was 125-0. We do have a few series single game stat leaders that I'll share with you. Rushing yardage, the great J.R. Fraga, his senior year in 2013, 173 rushing yards. And also, he leads in rushing touchdowns in a contest against Clinton County. That same night, he had three scores on the ground. Passing yardage, 2014, 245 yards passing. Josh Endicott, the one season that he played here in Clay County, he threw 113 of those passing yards to Wyatt Mabry, who leads the way in receiving against Clinton County. Once again, that game happening back in 2014. They also own the record for the longest pass hookup, 88-yard connection from Endicott to Mabry in that contest. So that accounted for over half of the receiving yardage. White had, John, a huge play there. And interception leader Joseph Markham, his freshman year 2 years ago, had two INTs on this very field against Clinton County. That concludes our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we will return with our illustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
Tonight we continue celebrating the Bulldogs of the past each week by recognizing a team that's celebrating either a lustral or decadal anniversary. Last week we discussed the 1941 Salina High School Golden Crusaders. This evening we turn back the clock 65 years to 1956. Elvis Presley debuted on the music charts with Heartbreak Hotel. Heavyweight boxing champ Rocky Marciano retired, having never lost a professional match. The Wizard of Oz was shown on television for the first time, and John Teeples was in his second year as the head coach of Bulldog football. This is a very strong team, Thomas, that we're fixing to talk about. They had a 7-2 record on the season, only lost two contests. Not offensively too high-powered. They only averaged about 14 points a game, but here's the kicker. In those nine contests, they only allowed 45 points, which is 5 points per game allowed on average, which ranks second highest all time of any Bulldog football defense in the 80 seasons that we've played. So we've got the number two ranked defense by points per game allowed here. We've got a picture we're looking at of these gentlemen. There's seven of them unidentified, but Thomas, I'll let you share all those that we do know.
Well, there's seven freshmen on the team. Frank Boone, Mayfield Brown, Jerry Stevens, Joe Thompson, Dr. Doug Young now, Hall of Famer John Clark Donaldson and Jerry Fox. So just in that first class, Daniel, just a whole slew of legends.
Definitely so. Two Hall of Famers there, Jerry Fox and John Clark Donaldson, and others, you know, Mayfield Brown, Dr. Doug Young, great educators, superintendents here over the years. And we're just going to get more legends as you go on.
Okay. I look forward to it. Six sophomores on the team, Paul Douglas Barlow, Kyle Cherry, George Melton, Douglas Pace, and Hall of Famers Earl Davis and Harold Watson. Three juniors, Jim Lynn, Jack Butler, and Jimmy Smith. And then eight seniors, Daniel, Durrell Ashlock, Howard Emerton, Junior Hunter, Billy Joe Masters, Robert Smith, and then the legendary Joe Neil Eads, Fred Melton, and Bobby Westmoreland, who are all in the Hall of Fame also. And you mentioned their coach, John Teeples, who this field is named after, and also in the Hall of Fame. And then four managers, Jack Bailey, Ray McCluskey, Ivan Turner, and Charlie Westmoreland. Not much more to say about that group, but you could probably go through and highlight some of those names for us, Daniel.
Well, you talk about that sophomore class, Earl Davis and Harold Watson, two of the greatest names in Bulldog football. Davis, arguably the best player we've ever had, you know, back in his day, had an opportunity to go to the University of Tennessee and play football for them. I think maybe he originally made that trip, did not fulfill the, you know, that opportunity, I don't think, but had the opportunity. And how huge would that be in modern day for a kid to go up there, even though UT's been down on their luck lately?
No doubt. I mean, you just don't hear of it really at any high Division I level whatsoever, especially with the Vols. And then, you know, you get into some of these other names, Daniel, but of course one jumps out at me, and that's Coach Joe Neil Eads. You know, I can't think of how many times he talked about his playing days when he was coaching and how tough those guys were and who they were. And here it is showing with a 7-2 record, John.
Or how many times that you've heard other people talk about how good of a runner Coach Eads was. And you can just imagine him chugging all night.
And Coach Eads, one of those, a small man, stoking weight at that time, about 120 pounds. And just real tough. Bobby Westmoreland on there, of course. Fred Melton and Bobby, both great linemen, enshrined in the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. Let's talk about their season they had a little bit. Very strong team here. They opened up the season with three consecutive victories. Beat Jackson County 26-9, Livingston 14-9, and York Institute 16-9. So bigger schools that they invaded and took care of.
Not just victories, Daniel. Shutouts.
You know. Didn't allow any points in those three. Then they did in the fourth game of the season, picked up their first loss against what must have been a strong Smith County High School team out of Carthage. Lost that one 0-7, as we said. Perhaps not the strongest offensive powered unit. The game was different back then a little bit too. But did drop that contest, and I do have an article from the Nashville Banner that was written after that game. It says the Carthage-Salina game Friday night didn't develop into the duel between Bill Toney and Billy Joe Masters. Masters, of course, the quarterback for Salina at the time. Instead, Bobby Upchurch did all the game scoring, which consisted of one touchdown and showed how close the tussle was. Carthage had won two straight by identical 42-0 scores, and Salina had won its first three starts. The defeat also snapped a Salina string of 20 straight regular season victories. And that's what I wanted to bring out and read that for. What a huge deal. That goes back into the undefeated 1955 season. Of course, they lost in the Tobacco Bowl to Madison, but that pointed out 20 straight regular season. So it stretches back in all the way to the early loss to Livingston in 1954 during regular season action when they lost 12-13 or 21-20, whichever it was. What a stat, though.
Well, that's unreal. And you probably know this. Has that happened before?
I mean, no.
Even back in the 80s or in the early 90s?
Has not. That would be the longest regular season win streak in our 80-year history, for sure. After that loss, they picked up another win, a shutout over Monterey, 18-9, then lost to a strong Macon County team, 7-13. So both losses that year, just one possession losses. Beat Tompkinsville, Kentucky in game 7, 14-6. Beat Baxter by 1 point in the eighth game, 7-6. And then finished off the season with a nice win over Gordonsville, 26-13. Thomas, very similar to our 2021 schedule, finishing the regular season with Gordonsville. Hopefully these guys can match that 26-13 win.
Yeah, I'd like to see that score in week 11, that's for sure.
Got another write-up here, kind of a end-of-season write-up about the Upper Cumberland Conference. It says here Smithville, which would be DeKalb County High School now, Smithville and Salina seem set for another tie in the single-A division of the Upper Cumberland. Salina defeated Gordonsville 26-13 last week to give both Salina and Smithville 2-0 conference records with wins over Monterey and Gordonsville. The two teams are not scheduled to play each other. The Gordonsville game closed out the Salina schedule. Smithville defeated Woodbury last week 41-9, and this week they will host Smyrna. And it has the Upper Cumberland Conference standings here. I quickly want to share with you who was involved in it. So the TWSAA didn't have regions set up at the time. There was not playoffs. There was no state champion in those days, just conference championships. It was split into large schools and small schools, and the large school division was Cookeville, Baxter, Carthage, Sparta, Livingston, and Gainesboro. And then the small school division, only four teams, Salina, Smithville, Gordonsville, and Monterey. So we were dominant amongst those that we played, Thomas, and didn't have a showdown with Smithville for that Upper Cumberland Conference Championship.
Yeah, and what I look at here, we beat, I know how many, at least two large schools.
Yep.
In that section of the conference, maybe three. Was Baxter on that schedule?
It was, by 1 point.
So three out of the seven large schools we also beat that year. You know, that shows your dominance right there.
Very nice to see where you kind of stacked up with, you know, the whole Upper Cumberland.
Yeah,
that year we'd have been up there.
That's pretty neat, really, to see those standings.
Also have cheerleaders that we want to share for that year, and the football queen, Thomas.
Great picture of them here. Yeah, I always like to look at these because you never see these arrangements anymore in a photo. They're kneeling with their long skirts on and down on the field here. And it's Francis Waddell, Gail Hossel, Wilma Young-Brown, Erlaine Webb, Evelyn Stevens, and Janelle Rich. And then the football queen was Miss Corinne Reno.
Johnny Booger McLaren's mother, many of you may know her now, is Krim McLaren, the late Krim McLaren, also a Clay County Sports Hall of Famer.
And these photos, we did get them in this week of the 1941 team, and John and I are going to make an effort to definitely get these in, aren't we, little brother?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We'll get them in there. These are great to look at. I mean, I know a lot of people would really appreciate getting to see them.
Final thoughts on the 1956 Salina High School Bulldogs guys?
I'm just amazed at the names that we recognize, much less people of this generation that would, you know. I just think that, you know, like you said, it wasn't just athletes, really, that you know. It's some names in the community and just great men, really.
Absolutely.
One of the best teams of all time, it's got to be. They might not have scored a lot of points, but, you know, obviously they were good.
I think in our Horizon Sports Network power rankings that we unveiled 3 years ago, I believe the 18th overall, of course, those were statistical power rankings, and their offensive output did knock them down a little. But like I said, number two defense on that ranking list of all time. Folks, it's been our pleasure to discuss the 1956 Salina High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 65th anniversary. And this has been about a Bulldog history, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278, or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you mend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal. Serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Up next on the Clark West Pregame Show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson. And still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineup. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County hosting Clinton County, Kentucky, where the Dogs will look to improve to 2-0 after blasting Jackson County 35-0 in their season opener last week. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson and senior running back and defensive back Carson Sharp for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, thanks for having us over today.
Appreciate you coming, Thomas.
Carson, thanks for sitting down with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Good group here in the doghouse. Coach, I think I said in the paper your team had what only can be described as an impressive debut to the 2021 season last week. Would you agree?
100%. Anytime you can go over 300 in offense and be very effective with the football, limit the turnovers, and shut somebody out, it's a good night.
And it couldn't come against a better team. We all know what that one meant, even though no playoff implications, none of that, but the downriver rival Blue Devils.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a game we wanted to get back on the schedule. We've not played that one in a couple of years. So it's good to have the bell back.
And a lot of that had to do with your seniors, including this guy sitting beside you. What a night he had, 28 carries, over 200 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
Well, and that's the thing about Carson. You know, you look at him, he's not the biggest guy in the world, but he's really developed into a slasher. You know, he's stepped his game up, being able to put his foot in the ground and get north and south, and if you ever give him a crease, he's gone. I mean, big play at any moment in time.
And we've talked about it. You know, he's really put in the work over the last 3-4 years, and you're continuing to see that pay off, but not just carrying the ball either.
No, also on defense. You know, as a as a sophomore, he also led us in interceptions with 6. I mean, he's our lockdown guy. You know, he's pretty sticky in coverage. We like to keep him to the single receiver and just cancel him out.
And Carson, I'm pretty sure you've been a starter since you were a freshman. Started out at corner, moved into the tailback role. Which side of the ball you like best?
I can't answer that. I like them both pretty good. Yeah. I feel like offense it's a little more exciting at times, but I don't know. There's something about being out there on defense with those guys. Man, it's fun.
And you, Coach talked about it. You're pretty sticky and on the back end, but you know I've seen you come up and hit a guy or two. You enjoy that part too?
Yeah, I do. Not as much as some of the guys, but I like hitting. I like hitting pretty good.
Yeah, and Coach talked about it. You've always had the speed. We know you're a burner, but your physicality has really improved, in my opinion, and I think that showed Friday night. What do you attribute that to?
Well, a lot of it this off season, me and Joseph and Alec and Keaton, we were in the weight room a lot. I don't mean to brag, but we were in there. a good bit, and you can really see that paying off with all of them. I mean, Joseph, he's probably put on 15 or 20 pounds. Alec, he's in the best shape of his life, and of course Keaton, that's a big old boy.
Yeah,
that's a lot of man.
I agree. You got some good looking specimens out there, Coach. You know, and even with a depleted front, Carson, you had a career night rushing. You know, those young guys stepped up for you, and you took advantage. That had to feel good seeing those guys in front of you step up, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says a lot about Wade and Levi, the older guys, just the mentorship of them. Wade, he does a really good job of getting them coached up. Levi, he's the same way, man. It's awesome seeing them work with some of them younger guys.
We call him Coach Wade for a reason.
I hear you. Well, I wondered about that.
Yeah,
we call him Coach Wade. Seriously, first starts for a couple of guys mm-hmm. there in that front line, and Coach Wade had them prepared, didn't he?
Coach Wade had them ready. he's the field general of the offensive line, and he's been that for a while now.
Right. And, Coach, it wasn't just Carson. He mentioned it there. You had guys playing at a high level all over from every class at every level.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we could go through the list. I mean, all the way from freshman all the way to senior. I mean, you know, Nate Adams came in, played defense with a big interception. You know, Keaton, the junior, probably had the best night throwing the football that I've seen him do, in my opinion. Austin Anderson coming and playing in as a sophomore, Tyler Wathel, Hayden McGee, Ben Maxfield, you know, and you've got the senior in Carson and Wade. I mean, they're everywhere. I mean, so it on all levels, I mean, that's what you want to see is everybody contributing.
And Carson, we talked about Wade, but you're one of those leaders now too. You know, Coach calls you and Wade the heartbeat of this team. What's it been like taking on that role?
I don't know. It's had a little bit of pressure because we've always had leadership sort of on our team, and now just taking over that role, it's different. Different being having to be the mature one in the locker room. I'm not used to that.
Right. Coach Kelly's guys done that.
And they've handled that well. And, you know, the good thing is we don't necessarily have to have a lot of rah-rah guys. You know, we're pretty self-motivated, and these guys lead by example. Now, they will be that when necessary, but my message to them, as far as the pressure goes, you know, guys, it's still ball. It's what we've been doing our whole lives. You know, have fun, take it serious. Don't take it too serious. Don't make it a job, and they're doing a good job of that, you know. Hey, we're still one of the guys in the locker room, even though I'm a senior. But there is a little added pressure, you know, sure. People looking up to you and the high expectations of a really good career, these seniors.
No doubt about it. Well, guys, the beatdown of the Blue Devils is behind you. You're 1-0. But you've got another one in front of you tonight. Carson, what's the vibe around the locker room heading into this one? You know, the big win in your opener. Not a whole lot of talk about Clinton County as far as being a great team. How do you keep the vibe up?
Well, we're just looking at it as an opportunity to get better. We got a lot of new guys, people coming back from injury, working to get them in some. Try to get to where we need to be towards the end of the season. Have a good run.
And, Coach, Clinton County came in here 2 years ago with some pretty good athletes. What can we expect tonight?
Well, and, you know, that's the thing. They do a really good job, I guess, offensively and defensively, just being so unconventional and getting you in a bind in separate ways. You know, for the first half, you know, a couple of years ago, they had our number. I mean, but, you know, we came out and rallied in the second half to be able to win, 28-0, something like that. But, you know, expect the unexpected. And it's the same thing. I know it's kind of cliched. I tell these guys all the time. I don't care what they're doing. I don't care who we're playing. If we play our game and we worry about us and our performance, the rest will take care of itself.
Carson, you ready for that throwing it around the yard and expect the unexpected type stuff? You guys trained up on that?
Yeah, Coach D, he does a good job of getting us ready for stuff like that. You know, practice, we've been running their plays, kind of had the scout team kind of break down, you know, and we've just done a good job of getting prepared for it, I believe.
Coach, give us one key for knocking off the other Bulldog team here tonight.
You know, and honestly, as much as they like to throw the football, is, you know, no busted plays in the secondary. And they do a really good job on film and have thus far. Clinton County has, of when the play breaks down, that's when they're the most dangerous. You know, everything becomes a scramble drill. And, you know, we've got to maintain coverage and not get sucked up on the quarterback run.
Carson, that sounds like maybe you're the key on the back end.
Well, maybe. We'll try our best back there.
All right, guys, appreciate you talking with us today, and good luck tonight to take down that other Bulldog team.
Sounds good to me, Thomas.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Welcome back here, folks, to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for How They Fared from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burt, and I am pleased to announce that I'm being joined for the first time this season, and the first time since he's been crowned forever as a state champion, Rob Edwards, here in the booth. Welcome back, Coach.
Very happy to be back, guys. My apologies to you guys for missing last week. It was an ill-advised scheduling job on a trip to Montana, but, you know, you guys handled it well. I listened to it over there in Columbia Falls and really enjoyed it. You guys do a great job.
You won a HSN sticker for being the winner of the Long Distance Listener Contest.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on that, to be honest with you.
Well, they're getting paid.
All right, the first, the second version of How They Fared this season. Jackson County High School fell to 0-1 with a 35-0 shutout by Clay County Bulldogs here last week. I forgot their mascot. Bulldogs, Clinton County Bulldogs are 0-1 after a 42-6 shellacking by Wayne County, Kentucky. I believe that was 35-0 at halftime. And, you know, just a mercy rule there at the end of the game.
You and I looked at a little bit of that film yesterday at lunchtime, and Wayne County looked pretty good.
Wayne County is, you know, traditionally over the last 8 or 10 years, they're a second, third round. I think 2 years ago they were in the state semifinals in Kentucky in 4A. So, yeah, they're a pretty impressive group. Cornersville High School, the Bulldogs' Week 4 opponent, 1-0 after a 31-7 win over the Richland Raiders. Tonight, they are at Forest. Take on the Rockets.
Guys, Cornersville, the first AP top 10's out. They're ranked right there in the middle, 5 or 6 or something like that. We talked about their tradition. What was it, 17-18 or 18-19?
Yeah, back-to-back years, state runner-up.
State runner-up. And, you know, I've done a little research on that team. I think they're getting back to that level. That could be a really tough road trip for Clay County, Coach.
I'm not looking forward to the trip, but I am looking forward to the game, you know. Joe Burns, the Red Devils start the season off 1-0 with a 14-0 win over the Harpeth Indians. Tonight, they host McEwen. Westmoreland High School lost a close one to the Portland Panthers. They're 0-1. 31-28 was the final score. Tonight, they host Macon County.
Tight ball game there. Probably a fun one to watch, 31-28.
I would think so, and that's a rivalry game, Westmoreland-Portland right there side by side. So
Highway 52 battle.
It was one, did y'all just say that? I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. One on the last second field goal.
Oh, was that right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I wasn't aware of that. Yeah. Red Bull and Springs, 0-0. They play Tennessee Heat tomorrow. I think that's a home school team. I'll just leave it at that. Scott High, week 8 opponent for the Bulldogs at 0-0. They are at Coalfield tonight. Take on the Coalfield Yellow Jackets, a team we watched a few weeks ago. I watched them.
I've seen film on it. I wasn't here in person at the scrimmage. Coalfield, you know, we know their tradition. Strong single-A program, usually a third, fourth-round playoff team. Scott County, though, a 4A school and very similar to Coalfield in the fact that they're very physical. Should be a good matchup. If we were picking that one, I'd take Scott County in it.
Give me a minute here.
It'll also be a good gauge for how good our opponent's going to be coming up, I would say.
I think so, too.
I know you've got some folks up there around Coalfield that you know pretty well.
Are you expecting
to have a pretty good team, Coach?
Hey, at Coalfield, they have pretty high expectations every year in and year out.
I knew that.
You know, a new coach this year, they lost a couple good players, but, you know, I think by the end of the season, they'll definitely be a good team that you have to contend with. Grundy County, 0-1, after a 47-0 loss to the Warriors of Marion County. Tonight, they're at Tyner.
I don't know that shows how good Grundy is. The folks down in Jasper are thinking they've got the team this year, or at least that's the talk coming into South Pittsburgh, but they would say that to the South Pittsburgh folks.
Do they play one another, Marion?
Not this year.
I didn't think so.
For the first time in... I don't know.
Because I thought
maybe
I looked at their schedule and I didn't see them on there.
They're not playing each other. That rivalry will not happen.
That's strange. I wonder if that new Pirate coach down there in South Pittsburgh didn't want to take a risk at losing to the cross-town rival, basically.
I think it was the other way around.
From
what I hear.
York Institute, the Dragons are 0-1 after a 26-24 loss to Bledsoe County. They are off this week. The Tigers of Gordonsville started off 1-0 with a 14-0 win over the Smith County Hooten Owls. Tonight, they are at Watertown.
I listened to a little bit of that game. I think you did too, Daniel. Not sure that the Tigers have the firepower that we've seen over the last couple of years. Not saying they're not going to be a good team by season's end. We've talked about how they're a late season type team and they develop really well. But, you know, losing those skill players, losing the meat up front, that was a very close game. 180-yard bomb basically made it 7-0 and then a late touchdown accounting for that final score. That was kind of my take on the Tigers.
Yeah, I agree. They're down some. We know they're good, though, even when they're down. So we'll see them in week 10.
Well, let's pick a few guys. I had us four to pick tonight, but one of them's been knocked out by COVID. That was the Upperman at Trousdale game. I thought that'd be a good one to pick. But maybe we'll reschedule that. We can pick it another night. Gordonsville at Watertown.
I think both of those programs are down. I'm going to go ahead and take Gordonsville.
I got to go with the home team here. Again, I don't know that Gordonsville's capable of scoring more than three touchdowns, and I think it's going to take three touchdowns to win that game. I'm going with the – who are they, the Purple Tigers?
Yeah, they were purple.
Well, I'm also going to go with – I'm going with the Blue Tigers with Gordonsville. Scott at Coalfield. I'm going to pick that one first. I've got some good friends at Coalfield, so I've got to go with the Yellow Jackets in that one.
I'll take the Highlanders.
I have no idea about this game, but I like Scott County's mascot better. Highlanders over Jackets.
The orange and black Yellow Jackets. Macon County at Westmoreland.
Whoa, talk about a rivalry game right there, guys. How far apart are they? 5 miles?
Yeah, not many miles. I'm going to go ahead and take Westmoreland in that one, even though they're a smaller school than Macon County. I kind of like Westmoreland.
I'm going with the hype. I saw Macon County ranked in their division. There's a lot of talk about the Tiger team up there. Know nothing about them. I know Westmoreland's a solid team. We're going to see them later this season, but I'm going with Macon County.
Well, I've already picked one Blue Tiger team tonight, so I'm not going to pick another one. It's hurt my heart to pick Gordonsville, but I'm going to go with Westmoreland also. This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. We're a little over 8 minutes from kickoff. Play a couple commercials here and hope you'll stay with us.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Now we'll turn our eyes to the Clay County skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature currently here in Salina, 86 degrees. At halftime, we expect it to drop to 82. And by the end of the game, 80 degrees. Humidity tonight, 61%. No precipitation has fallen today or this week in Salina. According to local weather expert Kevin Donaldson's rain gauge, in the month of August, we've recorded slightly over 1 inch of rain. Been pretty dry here in this 8th month of the year. Chance of precipitation throughout this contest is a very slim 2%. There is a 1 mile per hour wind out of the east-northeast. And this has been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We are now about to listen to the playing of the national anthem here at John Tables Field. We'll go to break and be right back.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the Getting Place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here on the Car Quiz pregame show, and it's time to get this thing wrapped up with the Westmoreland Management Keys to the Game. Well, we asked Thomas for his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Thomas, let's do it like always, starting on offense.
Well, there's not much negative you can say about the offense last week, you know, other than maybe open things up a little more here tonight, use some of the weapons you had. We saw them get rolling with Keaton Arms and Carson Sharp, but there's other guys on this team that can get rolling, and I think you might see them mix it up a little bit there tonight.
What about defense?
defensively, I think you're going to see some different looks tonight from this other Bulldog team. You know, some jump-type formations, something similar to what we might see from Piggott County or one of these other teams. So it's kind of all about staying at home and being disciplined here tonight. This aggressive dog defense is going to have to kind of be on their toes early, Daniel.
What about that main overall key to success?
Well, I think it's just going to come down to how well we play. Like Coach said in the interview, it's not much about the opponent, really. It's how Clay County executes tonight and how well they stay focused throughout this game. There's no doubt the Black and Gold Dogs are the better Bulldog team here tonight, but they're going to have to play like it. If they do, I think we're going to see more of the same, Clay County domination.
That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. We always like to give Coach Edwards one final thought as well, and it's brought to you and called the Full Coverage Final Word. Well, we ask Coach Edwards for those thoughts. It's brought to you by Shock and Strong Insurance. Coach, go ahead for the first time this year and cover it all, just like their agency does.
Well, I think it's, like Thomas said, we Black and Gold Bulldogs are the better team. We've watched them on film. We're pretty sure of that. I think we're playing with a lot of confidence right now, and that's good. I think the main thing is play hard early, hit them in the mouth, have this thing over by halftime, keep everybody healthy. You got a bye week next week, start working on Cornersville, and get ready for that challenge, which I think will be the best challenge so far this season.
There you are, folks. That was the Full Coverage Final Word, sponsored by Shock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We just witnessed the toss out at midfield. Clay County won. They deferred to the second half. Clinton County will receive. We're going to go ahead and give you the State Farm starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Offensive line up front, left to right, and left tackle, Wade Coons. Left guard, sophomore Tyler Wacom. Center, junior Levi Garrett. Right guard, sophomore Ben Maxfield. Right tackle, sophomore Hayden McGee. Receivers, three juniors, Alec Kerr, Jimmy Burgett, and Joseph Markham. They'll be joined by sophomore Weston Birdwell. The running back, a senior Carson Sharp. The quarterback, a junior Keaton Arms. Defensively, nose guard, sophomore Tyler Wathel. Defensive tackles, juniors Levi Garrett and Hunter Kyle. Inside linebackers, senior Wade Coons and juniors Joseph Markham and Keaton Arms. Outside backers, sophomore Weston Birdwell and junior Jimmy Burchett. Defensive backs, the freshman Nate Adams and the senior Carson Sharp. They're joined at safety by junior Alec Kerr. This has been the State Farm starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Round two of this 2021 football season about to get underway here at John Peebles Field. Clay County going to be kicking off left to right from our vantage point. Levi Garrett going to do that. Clay County, the home team, dressed in their all-black tonight with gold numerals. Clinton County, the visiting team, black pants, blue helmets, white jerseys with blue numerals on them. Here's the kickoff. Garrett hits a foot to it. It rolls out of bounds at the 20. Clinton County Bulldogs had the opportunity to start off with good field position. I think they'll march it up to the 35-yard line and place it there to open up this draft. 11:58 on this first quarter clock. As Clinton County, the Bulldogs from the north, have their first crack at it. They'll be driving from right to left from our vantage point during this first quarter, driving towards the scoreboard, Thomas.
Hey, Daniel, I'm pretty impressed with this Clay County crowd here tonight. We saw a big crowd for Jackson County, and they brought it again tonight. It looks like, even though they kind of know this is not the rivalry game and, may not be a great game either, but we've got a lot of folks here tonight.
Well, that's the thing about Bulldog Country. They follow their beloved black and gold dogs anywhere, whether it's here at home or on the road. Clinton County, 1st and 10, starting from their own 35-yard line. Going to work out of the gun. I'll have to learn their names as we go. Jet motion right to left in the backfield. Fake the jet sweep. Quarterback keep around left side. He's brought down by a host of dogs. Primary tackler was Joseph Markham from his weak side linebacker position. So the junior Markham getting it started early here.
Big tackle for loss there for Markham. Looks like a loss of about 3, maybe 4.
The ball now sits at the Clinton County 31-yard line, also 4, sitting up 2nd and 14. Clinton County playing quick. Quarterback for them, number 4, a sophomore, Bentley Bowles. Bowles in the gun. Running back at his left hip. Hand off to that tailback, number 11. He feels his way behind his offensive line on the right side. Gets positive yardage before he's brought down by a host of dogs. at the 39-yard line. So a pickup of 8 by Jared Brown, a sophomore fullback for Clinton County.
Looks like sophomore nose guard Tyler Walthall on the bottom of that pile, Daniel, as they're trying to get it up the gut. Markham cleaning up. The linebackers did a decent job there. But, again, like you say, about an 8-yard gain there.
Third and what we'll call 6 now. Bulls in the gun. Here's the snap. Quick screen set up to the right side. Receiver catches it. Has block in. Now Bulldogs come in. Joseph Markham forces a fumble, and it's recovered by Levi Garrett. What a play by the Dogs early. Already the momentum has been flipped. The juniors, Markham and Garrett, hooking up there. Markham on the forced fumble. Garrett on the recovery. So tragedy strikes for Clinton County on their opening possession of this contest at the 10:34 mark. Clay County going to take over with premium field position, first and 10. The ball does rest at the Clinton County 30-yard line, so a very short field for the Black and Gold Dogs as they're in the huddle. Now they break. Quarterback, the junior Keaton Arms, going to be in the shotgun. Sharp at his left hip. Kyle, Kerr, and Markham split to the right. Burgle to the left. It is a pass. Arms has time, drops back, wants to go way downfield, decides he's going to run, though. Picks up a big chunk of yardage, gets past the 25-yard line, brought down at the 24. The big-bodied quarterback moving that down marker substantially, setting up what we'll call second and 4, second and short 4, maybe second and a long 3. It does rest at what we'll call the Clinton County 24, so pick up a 6.
Yeah, you got to go back to that defensive stop by Markham, Daniel. Just a great read there on that quick screen. Never had a chance. And then we're giving his ball back to the offense.
Austin Anderson, the up back on the right-hand side, along with tight end Hunter Kyle. We've got an overload set. Now Kerr and Burchett joining them over there. Kerr steps on the line. Tight end is covered. Now Burchett goes back right to left. Jet sweep to him. Has walking out in front. Can Jimmy get the edge? He's back to the line of scrimmage and hit by a Clinton County Bulldog and driven out of bounds. A lot of ground covered for Jimmy, but perhaps only a yard picked up. We'll have to check the official spot. The Dogs simply did not get the edge of that Clinton County defense sealed off.
Yeah, you're right, Daniel, and a good job by the blue and white blue Bulldogs here tonight, stringing it out to the sideline. Looks like Burchett may have picked up 1. Is that what you think, Daniel?
Yeah, I believe so. It's spotted now what we'll call the Clinton County 23. So definite 4-down territory here for Clay County. It's 3rd and a long 3. Curran Burchett to the right. Anderson in the backfield is the blocking back. Bird will split out to the left. Arms in the gun. Hand off to Sharp. His first carry comes around the right side of the line. 20 up to the 15, and he's brought down. Is enough for the first down. So Carson Sharp, who had a career night last week, 216 yards and 3 scores on 28 carries, gets his first tonight, but Coach Edwards has spotted some laundry. Tell the listeners what you saw, Coach.
Looks like a holding call in Clay County. I didn't actually see the infraction occur, but I did see the flag come out.
So negate the first down and the Carson Sharp yardage that was picked up. Carson now comes out. Junior tailback Joseph Markham going to check in. 8:49 mark, first quarter, scoreless contest. Clay County driving left to right from our vantage point. Probably a passing down here. The ball rests at the Clinton County 33-yard line, where it's 3rd and 12 for Clay County. Arms in the gun. Burgett and Kerr split to the right. Here's the snap. Keaton rolls to his right, wants to throw. Releases downfield for Jimmy Burgett, just a little outside of his classmate's reach. Incomplete. So 4th and 12 for the Dogs. They will choose to go for it here. As I mentioned, it sits at the Clinton County 33. So even if they don't convert, they're going to be in pretty good shape. So probably going to throw for the sticks here, not for the end zone. So, 12, 13 yards will get them a fresh set of downs, Thomas, here on the fourth play of the draft.
Yeah, I think you're right, Daniel. I think we might see something maybe on the outside here. You got Kerr in the slot and Markham out wide on this near sideline.
3 wide to the right, arms with it, looks to throw, has time. Now he's blitzed, he's under pressure, going to be brought down for a sack. Blitz package dialed up by the Clinton County defensive coordinator, and it pays off. His arms is brought down. The ball now is spotted at the Clinton County 40, where the Bulldogs from the north will take over. So a loss of 7 yards on the play for Clay County.
Such a shame early, Thomas, to have the big forced fumble in recovery there and not be able to get points on the board.
I was muted the whole time. You got to go back to that holding call, Daniel. Made it third and long from a 33. We missed that shot, and here come the other Bulldog team.
Bowles in the gun, gets the snap. Quarterback counter, right side, has yardage. Exposes some softness on that left side of the Dog defense, and Coach Johnson wants an early timeout, not happy with how things have unfolded in the last few moments. So Bowles gets his team across the midfield mark at the 8:05 mark of this first quarter. We're going to go to timeout. It is scoreless, 0-0 here at John Tipples Field.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Coming back out of this timeout, Clinton County has the ball at the Clay County 49-yard line. And a false start here on 1st and 10 puts Clinton County back in their own territory at the 46. So 1st and 15 after the costly mistake by Clinton County. They have it now, 1st and 15, three wideouts to the left, one to the right. Running back at the left tip of Bowles, the sophomore quarterback who's in the shotgun. Bowles keeps it. He runs off the left side behind that trip set of receivers. Ooh. A penalty flag flies as Hunter Kyle makes a strong tackle on Bowles on the edge. I think probably a hold by Clinton County.
Yeah, that's Alec Kerr coming up from that safety position like only he can, Daniel, to get underneath. And then Kyle took him over the top. And we talked about Hunter Kyle last week. First start at in the defensive line, not a big guy. Coach Johnson and I talked about it also, and he kind of compared him to Wesley Walker. If you remember Walker starting in that defensive line, you know, not a big guy, kind of a skinny kid, but plenty of heart and plenty of muscle. And Hunter Kyle's kind of stepped up in that role too.
He certainly has. Doing a great job in there, filling in for John Hamilton. The junior right tackle, and defensively, I think he usually lines up on that left side, even though Kyle's playing the right side. But just a big loss. Now, John will be back, it's our understanding, but we are creating some depth here, so that's the takeaway positively from it. So a big block in the back on Clinton County sets them up for a second and 20-plus. It rests now at the Clinton County 37. Bowles goes deep downfield, has a rocket for an arm. Nice defense, though, by freshman Nate Adams on the coverage. He interrupted the pass, and a late flag comes out. They have decided pass interference potentially against Adams. It looked to me, Thomas, that he timed it very properly. There was good contact there. I think it was simultaneous with the ball arriving, though.
I do, and Adams did a good job. He knew he was between the ball and the receiver. He actually waited and timed his jump to make the lick and also got the arm over the top to knock it down. So, I don't know, delayed reaction from the ref in the back there, Daniel. I hope they pick it up. They're talking about it.
It was second and around 25, and they aren't calling pass interference, so that's a huge play. Oh, personal foul. Perhaps something said. Coach Edwards says it was a personal foul call, and they're marking it off against Clay County.
So that's why it came in late, was not interference.
I certainly didn't see what it was. Could have been verbal. Could have been some trash talk out of the part of the Black and Gold Dogs. If that's the case, we need to be more disciplined than that. Second and 8 now for Clinton County.
replay the down unless they're wrong over there on the down marker. The ball rests at the Clay County 47. Bulls in the shotgun. False start against the Bulldogs from the north. So this is a very disrupted offensive possession for Clinton County. They have been backed up with penalties. Then they came forward with Clay County penalties. And now, once again, we're going back.
Yeah, and I think you go back to that timeout by Coach Johnson there. You know, he saw him pick up a pretty good game, get into Bulldog territory, got his team over the sideline. I'm not sure that he settled down. He kind of fired them up, just to be honest with you. And since then, you've seen Clay County step up a little bit, and then the penalties killing Clinton County.
Second and 13 now for Clinton County. The ball back in their side of the field at the 48. Bulls, the sophomore quarterback, brought down, tackle for loss. Quarterback on quarterback there, Keaton Arms, recording the stop for Clay County.
Again, you see a little bit different attitude out of this dog defense, Daniel, on the last few snaps. And what a play by Keaton Arms. He read that one perfectly and just met the ball carrier before he could get started.
Loss of about 2 yards, sitting up third and 15. The ball rests at the Clinton County 45-yard line. 7-minute mark of this first quarter and ticking. Scoreless ball game here at John Tibbles Field, 0-0. Bulls in the gun, first time we've seen this set. Two wide to the right, one to the left, and two running backs, one at either hip. Bowles has it, has time to throw, decides he has to run, breaks pocket to the left side and run out of bounds by Keaton Arms. Arms recording the solo stop there. Bowles picks up some positive yardage, does not cross midfield, though. Run out of bounds at the Clinton County 48, where it's going to be 4th and 12. We'll have to see what Clinton County decides to do. I see about 5 new faces trotting off the sidelines, though, Thomas. Looks like a punt coming. I wonder if they know how dangerous Curry is as a return man back there.
I hope not. I'd like to see him field one for the first time this year and have a chance at open field, because I tell you, once he gets going, you're not going to catch him, Daniel.
So this
a little bit different punt look here. No outside gunners.
No, have all of them in tight. 9 guys that are all huddled close to the line. Here's the snap. Punter puts his foot to it. It's high and to the left. And we have a different look on the return. Jimmy Burchett and Alec Kerr drop back deep to receive. And the ball was kicked out of bounds. Neither junior had the opportunity to pick it up. So Clay County takes over here. Second offensive possession of this ball game. 6:30 mark of the first quarter as they do so. They'll have it first and 10. And the ball is being placed at the Clay County 27-yard line. So a 73-yard field, Thomas, if we want points.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see it on this drive, Daniel. Again, it was that holding call that stopped the last drive for the most part, and then the incompletion. We've got to get this thing clicking along here.
Arms with it. Hands off to Sharp. Sharp hit. He may not have picked up yardage there. Good job by Clinton County. If you go back and remember the last Clay County play on fourth down, it was Arms being sacked as we had penetration through the offensive line. So Clinton County up front, pretty good-sized football team. I don't have heights and weights on those guys, but Sharp picks up one as the ball is advanced up to the Clay County 28-yard line, second 9. Kerr splits to the right, Jimmy Burchett to the left, Arms in the gun, Sharp behind him. Here's the snap. Hand off to Sharp. He's off the right side. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. North and south. 35, 40, 45. Up to the 50. Getting right out of bounds. Tackle made by Clinton County's Bryson Cross, a senior linebacker. Carson Sharp showing a burst of speed. I think it was a 67-yarder last week that we saw him break off, Thomas. This first down puts Clay County directly at midfield at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, it was, Daniel, and you know, right there, good blocking on the edge. We just kind of called that offensive line out. They did a good job. Alec Kerr on the outside throwing a lead block, allowing Carson Sharp to cut it up, and you know what he does with it when he's got a crease.
First and 10 from the 50. Hand off to Joseph Markham. Joseph hitting the backfield, breaks the tackle, spins to the right, hurdles a man. 45, now he's brought down. Just a marvelous run by junior Joseph Markham. What looked like a negative play about to happen. Markham uses his physicality and agility to get out of the backfield. Picks up about 7 yards before he's brought down. Whistles are blown on the field. I don't see penalty flags, though. Play has been blown dead for a moment. Coach Edwards, did you see what happened?
I have no idea.
False start.
False start.
Clay County offense. So
Never saw a flag come out.
Oh, it's an illegal formation.
Okay. Not enough men on the line of scrimmage. So a five-yard penalty scratched the Markham play. He has no carries at this point on the night since that one's coming off the stat sheet. Going to be first and 15. Third play of this Bulldog drive coming. The ball now sits at the Clay County 45-yard line. We've got Birdwell and Burchett split to the left. Markham and Kerr to the right. Sharp in the backfield at the right hip of Arms. Arms drops the pass. Has time. Releases downfield for Burchett. It's caught! Jimmy got twisted around. Could not hang on to that ball. It was a seam route right down the hashes. He was looking over the outside shoulder, Thomas. Ball was thrown to the inside shoulder. So mid-sprint, he tried to turn his body and just couldn't hardly get there. Incomplete.
Yeah, I think there might have been a hand on that one, too, that maybe deflected it, threw off his timing as he turned, Daniel. But you're right. In his hands again, but tough catch if he was going to make it.
Second and 15, fourth play of this dog drive coming. 4:53, and it stopped after that incomplete pass on this first quarter clock. 0-0 the score. The black and gold faithful come out hoping for an early onslaught in this one. So far, we're scoreless. Trips receivers to the left. Markham by himself to the right. Arms to throw. Breaks pocket to the left. Now he heaves downfield for Burchett again. Can Jimmy hang on? He does not. Good defense by Clinton County. Disrupted by, I believe, who was that defender? Perhaps number 10, Malachi Upchurch for Clinton County. Third and 15 now. I like the play calling, though.
Last year, we
didn't go deep downfield a whole lot. Arms has that huge, big right arm. He can throw it a ton.
Well, that was an unbelievable pass right there. Scrambling to your left, turned it around and threw it, 40 yards on the run, Daniel, and that was pretty much on the money. What a throw by Keaton Arms.
Third and 15. Nate Adams, along with Weston Burble, split to the left, Markham and Kerr to the right. Kerr with a catch. Enough for the first down yardage. One of the first times we've seen Kerr involved offensively. He didn't have a lot of touches last week in the home opener. Kerr was banged up a little bit in the preseason, set out of a few scrimmages. Appears healthy now, though. The ball in Clinton County territory, sitting at the 36-yard line. First and 10. Sixth play of this dog drive coming. Arms in the gun. Two wideouts to either side. Hand off to Sharp. He's around the left side. Has positive yardage. 30, 25. Brought down before he gets to the red zone. Going to be marked down at the Clinton County 23, and they're going to say move the sticks one more time. Clay County's starting to hit on all cylinders now after that hookup between Arms and Kerr.
We're getting to the line quick, too, Daniel.
Here we go. Two wide left. That's Birdwell and Adams. Two wide right. That's Markham and Burchett. Kerr came out after that completion. Arms in the gun. We've got Sharp at his left hip. Chains are not set. Now they get them set. Whistle blows. Back under action. 3:45 and ticking first quarter. Clay County threatening. Quarterback keeper Carson Sharp. Keaton Arms right up the gut. All the way inside the 10 down around the 5. Great play fake. Stuck it into the gut of Sharp. Rode it across his belly. Then pulled it out at the last second. Arms executing that read option to perfection, getting Clay County all the way down to what we'll call the Clinton County 6-yard line. First and goal from there, eighth play of this dog drive coming. The last two plays they've run have yielded first downs. Markham at the right hip of Arms, the heavier running back in. Hand off to Joseph. He's right into the heart of the defense. Chucks his feet. Gets in to the end zone. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Joseph Markham. Getting it done with the power back.
Yeah, and that's two power backs in a row right there. Keaton Arms with a great job, as you said, on the read, getting north and south, and then you give it to the big guy to cap it off, Daniel.
Garrett on for the PAT. He was a perfect 5 of 5 last week. Freshman Nate Adams to hold. Junior Jimmy Burchett, the long snap. It was his cousin, Bryson Burchett, last year that took care of the long snapping duties, and Jimmy has stepped in after Bryson's graduation and took over that role. Snap, set, kicks away, and for the first time this year, Levi Garrett misses an extra point. With 3 minutes left in this first quarter, Clay County Bulldogs 6, Clinton County Bulldogs none.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back. We're Clay County leads 6-0, and here's your Eco Panels of Tennessee dog drive summary. Clay County now leads by one score here with 3 minutes left in the first quarter. They've just completed an 8-play, 73-yard drive that took up 3 minutes and 30 seconds of clock. It was basically all on the ground. We had 5 runs. Early on, a 22-yarder to get it started by Carson Sharp, and then Keaton Arms found Alec Kerr for a 19-yard hookup before Joseph Markham capped it from 6 yards out. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with the structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Harmony Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Clinton County going to take over first and 10 at their own 37 after Austin Anderson and Hunter Kyle hook up for the stop on the kickoff. Clinton County playing from behind, 6-0, 2:49 mark of this first quarter. The Bulldogs from the north are driving from right to left from our vantage point here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Sophomore quarterback Bowles in the gun. Going to keep it himself. He's off the right side. Hit hard and brought down. Initial contact made by Markham, and he comes up with the football. Are they going to grant it to Clay County? They do. A forced fumble and recovered. I think Joseph Markham took care of both parts of it.
He's come to play, Daniel. That not only has 2 stops, 1 for loss, that's his 2nd forced fumble of the night, and add a fumble recovery, as you said. Not only does he score on the offensive side, but he's leading this Bulldog defense here tonight.
His freshman year against Clinton County on this very field, he recorded 2 interceptions. He just loves playing Clinton County. Defensively takes it away from him consistently. 1st and 10 for Clay County. Ball at the Clinton County 31-yard line. Arms to pass, rolls to his right, heaves downfield, caught by Kerr. Kerr at the 20, dodges a man, 15, now the 10. He's into a pile now and brought down. Going to mark him at the 11, I think. Around 2:25 on this first quarter clock as Clay County took over on this drive. 1 play, 1 first first down thus far. And Clay County is going to be playing on this one from the Clinton County 12. Dogs threatening to score again. It was a slow start here for the Clay County offense, but now they're starting to hit on all cylinders. Arms in the gun. Burchett to the left, Kerr to the right. 2 tight ends, 1 to either side. Hand off to Sharp. He's at the 10, inside it. Brought down a little shy of the 5. Perhaps at the 7, I believe, is where they'll spot this football. Going to be 2nd and around 5. For Clay County, it does set at the Clinton County 7. So the Dogs can pick up a 1st down, down around the 2-yard line, if it works out that way. 3rd play of this dog drive coming. Arms with it, gives to Carson. Sharps around left side. Very little there, perhaps lost a little. I'm going to watch the down marker across the way. Sharp tried to get behind Wade Coons at that left tackle spot, but Clinton County doing a good job there on the edge. We'll give Sharp a pickup of 1. It now sits at the Clinton County 6. 1 minute and ticking left in this opening quarter. Clay County driving from left to right here. Kerr to the right, Burchett to the left. Anderson the fullback, Sharp the tailback. Arms under center this time. Going to keep it, play action pass, rolls to the right, releases for the end zone, a little wide of the mark. He was trying to hit tight end Hunter Kyle on the out route. Clock should stop here on the incomplete pass, and it does, with 38 seconds left here in this first quarter. Clay County does lead 6-0. We've got the Subway Trivia Challenge coming up later. We'll probably unveil that question at halftime on the Pauper Body Shop Halftime Show. 4-3. 4th down and 3 to go, that is. Arms in the gun. Clay County can score or get a first down. Arms rolls to the right. Trips at receivers out there. Had a man but could not hook up with him. So a turnover on downs for Clay County here. A short five-play drive. So the two turnovers, Thomas, that we saw early, Joseph Markham involved on both of those takeaways, Clay County has not converted points off either of those opportunities. They actually scored a few minutes ago on a punt on the long drive.
Right, and we see it here tonight. Clay County definitely the more dominant team in this contest, but then you go back to against a good team, that's going to hurt. You've got to take advantage when you get the opportunities, and we haven't seen Clay County do it yet tonight.
Clinton County taking over on their own six-yard line, 94 yards away from the Bulldog end zone. Clay County does lead 6-0 here, 27 seconds left in this first quarter. Three wideouts left for Clinton County. Bulls in the gun, quarterback keeper off right side. Tries to get north and south, picks up around two before he's tackled. Could be freshman Nate Adams involved on that. He plays the left quarterback. Jimmy Birch at Cousin John Weaver, our spotter tonight, says. Once again, well, we've got a moment here before his first quarter clock runs out. I want to say one more time just how glad we are to have our executive producer, Rob Edwards, back with us on our. This first quarter is going to end. Coach, what you thoughts real quick on this first quarter action? 6-0 Clay County.
Well, you know, it's we've squandered some opportunities, to be honest with you. I didn't see last week's game, but I know that 35-0 against Jackson County, and Jackson County's not slouchy. You know, I'll be honest with you, I'm a little disappointed at that it's not at least 14, maybe 20.
I agree. Hopefully we'll pick up in the second quarter.
Well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I mean, we're going to get a rhythm here and a couple big plays, and we're going to pull away here.
We'll play an ad and come back for second quarter action.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here for the start of this second quarter, Clinton County with it, 2nd-9, quick screen set up to the left, ball was caught and dropped, they say incomplete pass. It was a forward pass, a lateral out there to the side. Going to be 3rd-9, and the stop clock, the clock stops. The 11:54 mark of this second quarter. Clay County does lead 6-0. Could not capitalize on those two big turnovers. And that's the thing. We go back and watch film, and we might get through this one with not getting that. But, Thomas, as we get on into the meat of this schedule, we've got to get points on those opportunities.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. And it's, like you said, the first one came because of one of the very few penalties on the offensive side of the ball for Clay County, a hold. You know, sometimes what you call a judgment call is Clinton County goes there.
And it's caught. And a tackle broke. First down and more for Clinton County. It's wideout number 3. He slipped this field across midfield down the far sideline before he's taken out of bounds by Jimmy Burgett. Bulls, the sophomore quarterback, has a strong right arm. He heaved it downfield for the first down and more. Wide receiver was Bryson Cross, a senior for Clinton County. Good play.
It was, and it was just across the middle, simple. Almost like a stop route there. He caught it standing still, looked like to me, and then turned on the Jets, Daniel.
Clinton County threatening here. Second play, actually the fourth play of this drive. Ball resting in Clay County territory at the 43. Bulls in the gun, running back at either hip, two wide right, one left. Bulls keeps it. They like running him a lot. Quarterback keeper, he's off the left side, picks up a few before he's met by a host of dogs, primarily Carson Sharp, the senior corner involved. I don't know that that was Bulls he took to the ground, though, Thomas. Did you see who definitively made the tackle?
Possibly
Levi Garrett.
I think it might have been Garrett. He's kind of stretching it out there, Daniel, and getting underneath, but you're right, Sharp helped him finish it off.
Fifth play of the drive coming. Clinton County with it, second nine after they gained one there. Ball at the Clay County 42. Clinton County driving, trying to tie this thing or perhaps take a lead. The Black and Gold Dogs lead 6-0. Early second quarter action. Bulls with time to throw. Looks downfield. He's brought down hard. Quarterback sack, Keaton Arms. They called I think they're going to see a horse collar here. Arms came in high. Bulls dug down. He got what he could. Unfortunately, I think it was the back of those shoulder pads.
Yeah. Like shot out of a cannon was Keaton Arms coming off the edge, Daniel, and great move by the Clinton County quarterback there. Just kind of sunk, as you say. And when he did, that was all Arms could get. Just hooked him in the back of the, behind the helmet there in the shoulder pads, brought him to the ground. Can't blame Arms for it. It's just one of those plays.
He Arms playing a little high face mask rather than a horse collar.
Well,
I knew he had something up high on the jersey or the.
Yeah, but the head never turned. The head never turned.
I think we were right.
I think we're right, too. That was a horse collar. Either way, it's 15 yards.
They still, it's not a first down, I will tell you that. There are different varieties
okay.
of face masks. So they went with the shorter face mask of the two, which is fortunate for Clay County.
Okay.
Clinton County with it at the 37. Second and three here after the penalty. Here's the snap. Bowles with it. Swings it to the right on the quick screen. Caught by the wideout. Has enough for the first down. Tackle made by Joseph Markham. Receiver was number 23, Alan Pierce, a 5'7" sophomore wideout for Clinton County. Clinton County had a COVID-shortened season last year. Recorded a 2-3 record, I believe.
That is correct. Correct.
You look at this sophomore quarterback in Bulls. He's capable, Daniel. We've seen him throw the long ball. We've seen him. He's on time to the outside pass. You know, we may have underestimated this Clinton County offense.
Well, I can say this. Before the game, Coach Johnson told me that their coach had told him that they picked a few guys up from Pickett County after Pickett folded their program.
Well, no, that makes sense.
I don't know how true that is.
Probably a co-op, perhaps.
Well,
could you do that with an out-of-state
I don't know if you can do it out-of-state, but it could be that they picked up.
They're not far from each other. It wouldn't be hard for an address to be used just across the state line, Daniel.
Bulls picks up seven, Thomas, on first down.
No comment.
Yeah.
Tackle made by Jimmy Burchett, setting up second and three for Clinton County. They are threatening here, have it on the dog, 24-yard line. Bulls in the gun, three wide to the left. Bulls has time to the pass, releases downfield, intercepted. I think Joseph Markham once again. Joseph Markham responsible for three defensive takeaways, Coach. Two forced fumbles, recovered one of them himself, and now he intercepts the ball.
And that one came right to him. I mean, it was right there in front of him. He just stuck his hands up and landed in those big hands. He clasped down and Bulldog football, almost said basketball.
It is, what else can you say about Joseph Markham? Got the only score of the game. So far, the defensive MVP tonight here, and the biggest deal with that interception, the fact that it stopped the Clinton County momentum.
Clinton County was driving seventh play of the drive there as it was taken away. Clay County going to play with it first and 10, 8:43 mark of this second quarter. They lead 6-0. However, timeout taken on the field. We'll be right back.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
First and 10 play, give the sharp, yardage lost, great defense by Clinton County, what a nice tackle made by that defensive lineman. I'm looking out for a number 54, Cade Beatty, the 5'10 freshman, getting it done. Loss of what we'll call 5, making it 2nd and 15, ball rest at the Clay County 26, so perhaps a loss of 6 there. Arms in the gun.
Where?
16? Yeah, Clay County 16.
Okay.
84 yards away from points. Arms on second and long to throw. Deep downfield. Has a man. It's incomplete. Thrown a little bit out in front of the outstretched hands of Alec Kerr. Clock is going to stop at the 8:03 mark, where it's going to be third and long. Not a great down and distance situation for Clay County here. They started with this thing at their own 22. The loss of yardage on first down puts them in third and what I'm going to now call 16. Is they're playing from their own 16-yard line, Thomas?
Yeah, and, you know, I felt like Clay County was going to come out sharp here tonight. It's been far from that, Daniel.
Arms with it. Third and long. Has time. Releases downfield. Ball's caught by Jimmy Burchett. Going to be short of the sticks, though. Burchett hauls it in. They're going to spot him at the Clay County 26-yard line. So that should set them up with fourth and about 6 to go. Definite punting situation for the Dogs. So a 3 and out here gives Clinton County a chance to hang around in this one. 7:42 mark and ticking, second quarter. Clay County leads 6-0. However, they're about to punt it away. Joseph Markham, who's played so brilliantly on both sides of the ball, has a touchdown. The only Bulldog points, has 3 defensive takeaways. He's about to punt it away to Clinton County. Puts his foot to it, big high spiraling boomer. Hits down at the 44, stays in bounds, a beautiful bounce and roll. Joseph Markham just playing tremendously tonight. Clearly, head and shoulders, the leading candidate for the TDS top performer that we'll announce later in the CarQuest postgame show.
No doubt about it, Daniel. And, you know, he's basically keeping Clay County in this game. They're shooting themselves in the foot, not very sharp here on offense, giving up quite a bit on defense. Very uncharacteristic for this Bulldog team here in 2021.
Clinton County takes over with great field position. They say it went out of bounds. Didn't give Markham the beautiful roll that he had on the end of it. They're going to play with it from their own 49-yard line, just 1 yard from midfield, 51 yards away from possible tying or go-ahead points.
Yeah, 7 minutes to go here before halftime, Daniel. And, you know, I know Coach Johnson would like to stop them up and get another one on the board, but more than that, he would probably like to get into the locker room to talk to his guys a little bit.
Bull slings it out to a wide net on the left side, a little bit of a bubble screen pass, about 5 yards picked up. Guess who? Joseph Markham over there, but it was Alec Kerr, the primary tackler on the play, driving the Clinton County wide out. I believe it was Dylan Anderson, a junior, on the catch, driving him out of bounds. Ball now rest in black and gold territory, 1 yard across midfield at the Clay County 49, second and 8.
And, you know, Clinton County doing a great job getting it out quick to the outside, not allowing that Clay County front to get any penetration at all so far.
Too wide to either side for Clinton. Bulls throws downfield, out route completed. Going to get up to near first down yardage. Going to mark it down at the Clay County 39, or the 41, actually. Weston Birdwell on the tackle.
I had Kerr there, Daniel.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, you can't throw it any better than that right there. Caught it, two-step drop, and just perfect time into the outside. And, Daniel, that's a hard throw to this near sideline.
Clinton County driving left to right. Third play of the drive coming. They just did pick up a first down. They give them the yardage necessary. They play from the Clay County 41. Under 6 minutes now to play and ticking here in the second quarter. Clinton County with it. Quarterback keeper. Bulls off the right side. Arms there to stop him, though. Little to no gain, perhaps 1 yard. That's the only thing. Bulls doing it all for Clinton County, running the football for him tonight and throwing. He is taking a lot of hits. Clearly, he's a tough kid.
Yeah, we saw Clinton County come in here 2 years ago, Daniel, had a similar athlete under center or in the shotgun, however you want to put it, running the show, and they gave us some problems in that first half, if you'll remember. I think Clay County ended up winning 28-0, something like that.
Yeah.
Settled down in the second half and took care of business. Let's hope that's what's going to happen here.
Second and 9 for Clinton County. They play it from the Clay County 40. Bowles with it, drops back, has time, throws deep downfield, left side, deep out route, caught, good enough for the first down. Clay County secondary playing softer than I have seen them, Thomas. I think this is that wrinkle of the 3-3 stack where we have two high safeties, I believe. I've not honestly studied it much. I watch a game differently when I'm doing play-by-play than if I'm just watching as a spectator. But I think Clay County going to have to stiffen up a little bit. That cover two look, maybe we're not 100% comfortable in it yet.
Yeah, I agree. It's something new. Again, like you say, rotated to instead of a single high safety before, got two high, and you're right. They're throwing underneath this shell, this two high shell at this point, and they're doing it very accurately with the quarterback Bowles.
4.5 minutes left, first half of play. Bowles with it on 1st and 10 off left side. Little to no gain. Taken down by Joseph Markham. Markham putting together a career night. Clinton County going to be snapping on 6th play of this drive, Thomas. They've got momentum.
They do, and playing well. We saw them kind of get the penalties out of their system early, Daniel. They haven't had one in quite some time. They've got the momentum, and they're playing like it. They're just clipping it off, driving into Clay County territory. And I tell you, we talked about the coverage over the top, Daniel. No pressure either from this Clay County front. We might see Coach Dickerson maybe dial up a blitz or two. We saw him earlier sending arms. I'd like to see it again.
Timeout taken on the field. 4:08 left in this second quarter. When we come back from break, Clinton County going to have it 2nd and 10. Clay County leads 6-0 here in the Border War.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here on timeout, 4:01 left in the second quarter. We did miss one play on there, an incomplete pass off the hand of sophomore Bentley Bowles, the 5'8" signal caller for Clinton County. He's putting together a great game tonight. 7th play of this Clinton County drive coming. They're going to be snapping from the Clay County 30 where they're threatening here on 3rd and 10. It is 4-down territory. Bowles in the gun. Has time. Releases downfield. Has a man. It's caught. Huge hit. Good tackle by Alec Kerr. However, a 1st down. Nearly. They're going to place this thing at the 10, Thomas. 1st and goal for Clinton County.
Again, this young quarterback's just gaining more and more confidence. Daniel, that was a great throw with Keaton Arms coming on the blitz, barreling down on him. He stood in there and delivered a perfect strike across the middle. Great catch, too, because Alec Kerr laid the lumber on that one.
Clinton County with it. 1st and goal from the 10. Bowles in the gun. 3 wide left, running back at his right hip. Single wide out to the right. Bowles hands off to the tailback. Nothing doing. Clay County stiffening up here close to their own goal line. They've got their backs right up against their end zone. Tackled by Levi Garrett and others. Just a host of dogs involved. Loss of yardage on the play. We'll call it a loss of 2. 2nd and goal now from the 12. This will be the 9th play of this Clinton County drive coming. They took over with 7:10 to go in this second quarter. Right now we just ticked under 3 minutes to play, so they've chewed up a little over 4 minutes of game clock.
And this is where this Bulldog defense has got to dig deep. We haven't called his name all night. Where's Wade Coons? Right here's where he's got to step up in his own end zone almost, Daniel.
strange to see Clinton County going away from what got them down the field. Two plays here. They had it first and goal, handed the tailback, lost yardage. Once again, on second goal from the 12, they hand off, pick up one, making it third and goal from the 11. We've not seen Bulls carry since they got this close, nor have we seen him throw. So I'm not sure why head coach Rocky Talent and his Clinton County Bulldogs have got away from what got them down here. But yeah, I'm glad that they have.
I agree, and I think that might have been Coons in the middle there helping stop that up, Daniel.
Bulls to throw. Third and goal from the 11. Halftime. Now under pressure. Rolls to the right. Going to be brought down.
Levi Garrett.
Picked up yardage, as you said, Thomas Garrett, there to make the stop. We're going to call it a sack. Recorded as a sack for Garrett. The ball going to be placed at what we'll call the 13. So fourth and goal from the Clay County 13. Clay County does lead 6-9 as we're drawing very nigh to the end of this first half of play here at John Peoples Field. Clinton County driving left to right, trying to tie this thing up or perhaps take a lead depending on the point after if they can score. Big play.
That's what I was talking about, digging deep right there. This Bulldog defense has got to dig in right here, get this stop, and keep Clinton County out of the end zone with under a minute and a half to go here and a half.
Clinton County going to run this play clock down to one and take a timeout. 1:21 left in this second quarter of play. Clay County does lead 6-0. However, Clinton County threatening. Fourth and goal from the 13 when we come back.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, still in timeout. Thomas, we're fixing to see the culmination of an 11-play drive. Either the Bulldogs are going to turn the Clinton County Bulldogs away, or the Bulldogs from the north are going to tie this thing up, perhaps take a lead. Big play here, fourth and goal.
I think Clay County is as surprised as we are at the confidence of this Clinton County offense. The sophomore quarterback Bowles really has them going, Daniel. He's made some throws that, you know, three-year starting seniors can't make. He's done a great job here tonight, and he's trying to get the payoff here on fourth and goal.
Two wide to the right for Clinton County. They play it from the Clay County 13. Bowles in the gun, one wide to the left, running back to either hip. Here's the snap, has time, collects his feet, throws, intercepted. Wade Coons with a big play. 10, 15, 20, and he's drove out of bounds. Wade Coons says, no, sir, intercepts that pass. And a late flag comes out, I assume, against the Clinton County Bulldogs for a late hit on the sideline. We'll have to see. Either way, Clay County football. The senior, middle linebacker, Wade Coons, you called for him, Tom.
I felt kind of bad when I said it, but that's who you got to rely on in these situations. It's your seniors, Daniel, and Wade Coons stepping up right there, shutting it out right now tonight.
Minute 10 left in this second quarter. Clay County leads 6-0. They're going to have it first and goal. Officials are calling a personal foul against Clinton County. So the Dogs with a chance here. 70 seconds left in the quarter. They've got one or two things to do. Play it safe. See if they can get something going on the ground. Get into the half leading. We know they do receive the opening kickoff of the second half. Or try to run the two-minute drill. They did it last week with success. We'll have to see what offensive coordinator Chris Harris wants to do along with head coach Jake Johnson.
Well, with that penalty, Daniel, you're sitting just 55 yards away. You maybe run the ball one time, see what you get, but you got to take a shot here with a minute to go.
Arms in the gun. Three wide to the right. Weston Bird will by himself to the left. Sharp in the game is tailback. Arms to throw. Under pressure. Has the break pocket. Goes to the right. Going to run it. Gets up to midfield where he's brought down. Right at a five-yard pickup for Arms, and he is down on the field, not getting up at this point. He is moving, but could be that we see freshman Nate Adams come in for his first quarterback action of his varsity career.
He's up, Daniel.
Helped up by his teammates. They did call a timeout on the field for player down, so I believe we're going to see Arms come off the field for at least one play. And he's being assisted off by Levi Garrett.
Like a left
and Joseph
leg.
Markham not putting any weight on that left ankle. 59 seconds left. Arms does pick up 5 on the carry. Not putting any weight on that left foot. We'll have to wait and see how things pan out for junior quarterback Keaton Arms. Certainly hope that it's nothing too major.
You know, just thinking back about the play, Daniel, you know, it's just kind of a straight ahead, arms cut it up, lowered his shoulder, and finished off the play. I'm not sure if there was somebody trailing the play that may have got the leg, but it wasn't anything obvious that I remember.
No, just a lot of Bulldogs from both teams all coming into a big scrum. Could have just been stepped on, hopefully. We are still in injury timeout. I think we're about to get back to action, though. 59 seconds left. I believe we'll see freshman Nate Adams come out at quarterback. Last year, it was Jimmy Burchett who would take care of those duties. And I do see number 12 on the field. Adams, a young player that Coach Johnson has talked a lot about. He is starting on defense, so certainly he's got the talent to be on the field, Thomas.
Yeah, I agree with that. He's maybe a little mature beyond his age as far as his athletic ability and that kind of thing. But then you got to think about it. You know, second game of your career coming out in a close ball game, 1 minute to go here in the first half. You know, there's got to be a little bit of jitters there. We'll see what Coach Johnson and Coach Harris does as far as, you know, how big a chance they want to take here with a minute to go. We were talking about it earlier. I said you got to take a shot. Let's see if that changes here with the young Adams.
Second and 5 from the 50-yard line at midfield. Adams in the gun. 3 wide left, 1 to the right. Sharp at his right hip. Adams going to throw. Quick screen to Kerr. Kerr with it. Open space. 50, 45, 40. Run out of bounds. Clock stops. That's a great thing right now for if you're a Clay County fan. 51 seconds on this clock. Kerr got enough to move the sticks, give him an 11-yard pickup. Was they playing for midfield on that one? From
yes.
The 50. It is now spotted at the Clinton County 39. Gain of 11 and a fresh set of downs for Clay County. So Adams completes his first official pass as a Bulldog. He had an interception defensively last week in his first start. Adams with it again. Rolls to his right. 3 wideouts to choose from. Throws downfield. What a ball. Caught by Joseph Markham. He's dodging. He's diving. 25. Brought down now. Near the 20-yard line. What a throw by freshman quarterback Nate Adams. I see now why Coach Johnson is so excited about this playmaker.
What jitters, Daniel. I mean, you talk about answering the bell. Send a freshman in under fire, back-to-back completions, and he's got his team in business.
Fourth play of the dog drive coming. They took over with 1:10 left in the second quarter. We're at 30 seconds and ticking. First and 10, playing from the 23. Adams with it, gives it to Burchett on the jet sweep. Jimmy's round right side, inside the 20, inside the 15, near the 10 before he's run out of bounds. The clock will stop with 16 seconds left on it. Another first down for Clay County. Fifth play of the drive coming. The last three plays, or the last two rather, have yielded first downs. Adams comes to the sideline to get the call from offensive coordinator Chris Harris, and a timeout taken by Clinton County. Clay County threatening. They lead 6-0, hoping to go up by more. 16 seconds left here in this first half of play. We'll be right back.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live for the conclusion of this second quarter. Clay County driving right to left. The ball is spotted. First and goal at the Clinton County 7-yard line, 21 feet away from much-needed points. Clay County does lead, but they need cushion. 6-0 the score, Thomas. Clay County also going to receive the opening third quarter kickoff, so they could go for a double take here.
They could. 16 seconds. What do you do, Daniel? Do you try one run play? We've got a timeout, Coach. We've got 2 timeouts in our pocket, so we could run the ball here. Let's see if they go to the air and run it. And they give it to Sharp.
Sharp round left side. Gets nothing. Loses yardage.
Flag
penalty flag comes in. I suspect a face mask.
I do, too. We saw Sharp's head kind of twitch back to the backfield there. But, you know, with the penalty, you're just looking at probably half the distance of the goal. But good play there. Only used up 6 seconds, Daniel. 10 to go.
sixth play of the drive going to be coming after the penalty gets sorted out. Personal foul face mask, Clinton County. So we'll have to see where this Clay County ball gets spotted. And I don't know how you do the yardage, Thomas, as far as sharp on the carry.
I think
it's probably a wash.
Yeah, I think it's a wash.
They're going to place it at the four.
Here. Same formation here.
Clinton County four. Adams the quarterback in the gun. Austin Anderson the fullback to the left. Carson Schopp the tailback at the left hip of Adams. Kerr to the right, Burchett to the left. Garrett snaps, Adams with it, gives to Sharp. He's close to the end zone. He's turned away, though, by a good Clinton County defensive line play. Timeout taken by Clay County, 4 seconds left. Going to be second and goal when we come back from timeout because the face mask gave him a fresh set of downs, so first and goal from the four. Thomas, you want to stay on our play one here?
Oh, we can, Daniel. We can play one ad. 4 seconds to go. Clay County leads 6-0.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live, coming out of this timeout. 4 seconds left in this first half of play. We've got a good one going here in the Clay County, Clinton County Border War. Black and Gold Dogs do lead 6-0. They've got it second and goal from the Clinton County four. 12 feet away from much needed points here. A little bit of breathing room and cushion. Nate Adams, the quarterback, the freshman in after Keaton Arms went out with an ankle injury. Adams in the gun, awaiting the snap. Markham, the running back, at his right hip. Hand off to Markham. Markham, feet moving. Can he get in? He crosses the plane. Waiting for a signal.
Give us a call.
They're going to mark him down at the one as time expires. So the big excitement to end the second quarter goes in Clinton County's favor. And they get out of the first half of play, trailing only 6-0 here at John Teeples Field. Folks, it's time for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With Twin Lakes Futureproof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town.
Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Clinton County 6-0 here at halftime. And it's been one of those missed opportunities nights for Clay County as they squandered two chances to score on turnovers and only lead by one score here at the break. Clay County got a fumble recovery on Clinton County's first possession, and then a holding call ended their drive, and they turned it over on downs at the 33-yard line back to Clinton County. But they did force a punt on the next other Bulldog possession, and they cashed in with a 8-play, 73-yard drive that took 3 minutes and 30 seconds off the clock. And it started with Carson Sharp, the senior, a 22-yard jump up the middle of the field, and then Keaton Arms heated up, found Alec Kerr for 19 yards to set up the score. Joseph Markham was from 6 yards out. The extra point went wry, and Clay County led 6-0 with 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Another fumble on the ensuing Clinton County drive that Clay County couldn't cash in on. Keaton Arms did find Alec Kerr to get the drive started for 19 more. And then 2 incompletions, the last on 4th and 4 from the 6-yard line, created that second turnover on downs. And then Joseph Markham again stepped up on the next Clinton County drive with an interception, but Clay County couldn't do anything with it and had to punt. And then Clinton County went to work by their quarterback, Bowles, who is a sophomore, drove the length of the field just about. I think Daniel may have that exact yardage, but Wade Coons, the senior, stepped up with an interception on a 4th down play, 4th and goal from the 13-yard line to end the threat. Then Clay County had a chance themselves with 1 minute to play from near midfield. Arms ran it ahead straight for 5 yards and went down on that tackle with an apparent leg injury, left the game. Freshman Nate Adams came in and played great. He was 2 for 2, hit Alec Kerr for 11, and then Markham for 16. Actually, I was just alerted, Daniel, that was a shovel pass, the run by Jimmy Burchett, so I guess we should make it 3 for 3, another 16 yards. I'll adjust my stats on that. So the young Adams came in, went 3 for 3, set his team up, 2nd and goal from the 4-yard line with 4 seconds to play. Excuse me, folks. And Joseph Markham was tackled as time expired at the 1-yard line for your halftime score of 6-0. Clay County leads Clinton County. For Clay County, the senior Sharp is the leading rusher with 7 carries for 36 yards. Markham has 2 carries for 9 yards, including that 6-yard touchdown. Jimmy Burchett has 1 carry for 1 yard. Keaton Arms has 3 carries for 4 yards. And through the air, Adams was a perfect 3 for 3. Arms was 3 for 9 for 48 yards. Through the air. Kerr is the leading receiver at halftime, 3 catches for 49 yards, and Burchett and Markham also have catches. Leading the way defensively, the story is Joseph Markham, the junior, 4 tackles so far, 1 for loss, 2 forced fumbles, a fumble recovery, and an interception here at halftime. Again, Clay County leads 6-0 at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931
268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong. As we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong. Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Probably about 3 to 4 minutes left here. At the half, Clay County does lead 6-0. They will receive the opening kickoff to begin the third quarter. Going to kick over to fill-in producer John Weaver here for a budget pest control scoreboard update.
I got a few scores here. Coach left me Watertown versus Gordonsville in the second quarter. That's a tie ball game at 6-6. So they're battling it out over there in Wilson County, looks like. Coalfield versus Scott County. Coalfield's took a strong lead, 21-3 there. Tyner versus Grundy at halftime. Tyner's leading 30-0. A little bit closer to home here, that Macon County and Westmoreland game is a pretty tight one, 7-0 at halftime, Daniel, with Macon County taking the lead. Monterey's playing Cumberland County tonight. That score at halftime is 14-0, Monterey.
Big win for the Jets last week, broke that 40-game losing streak. Monterey, even though they're a double-A program, and I guess Crossville's a 5A perhaps, Monterey still got the upper hand.
One other score, DeKalb County versus Smith County, 20-0 DeKalb at halftime.
And who's that brought to us by?
Budget Pest Control, the Bug Busters.
We appreciate Budget Pest Control and all of our other sponsors. Speaking of other sponsors, it's time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. The winner of our Subway Trivia Challenge will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the HSN hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So, on to tonight's trivia challenge. When Clay County and Clinton County, Kentucky, first squared off on the gridiron in 2013, who was the head coach of the Clay County Bulldogs? Once again, when Clay County and Clinton County first squared off on the gridiron in 2013, who was the head coach of the Clay County Bulldogs? Text any answers you may have to the HSN hotline at 931-397-9004. And be sure to include your name with your answer. We'll go ahead and announce the cheerleaders for Clay County High School. Three seniors on the squad this year, Anna Ray Collins, Zoe Siever, and Tamara Smith. They lead the way. There are no juniors and freshmen. They're joined by a host of sophomores, though. Bethany Becker, Brooklyn Becker, Allison Collins, Callie Dabana, Chloe Graves, Lainey Haynes, and Jalen Strong. They are sponsored by Stephen and Lana Chitwood. We appreciate those young ladies and what they do. So 6-0 here at halftime, 1 minute left before this third quarter gets underway. What else do we have to talk about? We've covered our trivia challenge. We have covered the budget pest control scoreboard update. Keaton Arms is injured right now. Anybody have any update on Keaton Arms?
It's a left ankle sprain. His return is unlikely for tonight.
We have a couple of responses to the trivia challenge. One person answers Bobby Majors. Very close. Bobby Majors, a one-year head coach here in Clay County, was the head coach in 2012. Another response, David Maxfield. Another good guess, also incorrect, though. Coach Maxfield led the program for 3 years, 2009 through 2011. Derek Webb sending in the guess of David Maxfield. Well, I have. Yeah. Right now, time to start off this third quarter. Clay County going to be receiving the opening kickoff. They will be returning the football from right to left from the vantage point we have here from the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Clinton County could open up here with an onside. That's how they started their game last week against Wayne County, Kentucky, in high school. So the Bulldog front line needs to be ready for a surprise here, perhaps. Travis Crabtree also sending in David Maxfield as the guest. Once again, incorrect, Coach Maxfield. Oh, it is recovered by Clinton County, Kentucky. They have cleanly fielded this onside kick. It was kicked beautifully by their kickoff man, and Clinton County continues the momentum they had late in the second quarter. They're going to take over the 11:55 mark of this third quarter. They steal a possession from Clinton County, or from Clay County, rather. So the Bulldogs from the north are going to have it first and 10. They'll play with a short field from the Clay County 49-yard line, already in four-down territory pretty much, unless they go backwards here. So once again, two people have guessed David Maxfield as the head coach in 2013 when these teams first met. Once again, Coach Maxfield was here from 09 through 11. Bobby Majors also guessed he was the head coach in 2012. So we're still looking for the correct answer on the Subway Trivia Challenge. Quick screen by Clinton County to open it up here. Not much doing for him. Good play by the Dog defense. Clay County just been a little flat tonight. Need something, Thomas. Need some points. Need some momentum.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're going to see this Bulldog defense step up right here on this drive and get the football back and put on a march here, because they can't be happy with their performance so far. I know Coach Jake Johnson isn't, and honestly, Bulldog Nation isn't either.
Second 9-4 Clinton County. Ag teacher at the high school, Matt Craighead, guesses Dickie Brown. Also incorrect. Pass by Bulls on second long. No good. Coach Brown had two stints here at Clay County High School, one coming in 2007 and 8, and then he came back 2014 through 2016. So we've got the bookends. Coach Brown was after 2013, Coach Majors the year before that. So who was between Majors and head coach Dickie Brown is the answer.
Obviously a one-year stint.
Full season. Yeah. 11:03 mark, third quarter. 3rd and 9, clock is stopped after that incomplete pass. Bulls in the shotgun, 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Clinton County trying to convert here. Bull steps up, throws a laser downfield, incomplete, fortunately. I mentioned at the start of this drive, already in 4-down territory, that's yet to be seen. It's 4th and 9 from the Clay County 48-yard line, and it looks like the punt team is coming out.
And what you saw there, Daniel, is pressure on Bulls that time. It was Levi Garrett getting loose, putting the pressure on, making him let it loose a little earlier. Also, coverage down the field. Looks like they're sticking a little bit closer, as you said, in that shell this time. Another good, the first really good defensive stand by Clay County.
Clinton County choosing to punt. Alec Kerr and Jimmy Burchett back deep to receive. They're going to have a chance. It's going to be Kerr. He fields it at his own 16-yard line. Actually, is it? It may be Burchett. Either way, the return man's up the field.
That's
35, 40. Kerr. It is Kerr on it, and we have a penalty flag at the end of the play. I believe it'll go against Clinton County. A good return by Alec Kerr. Going to set Clay County up around their own 40, giving them a 60-yard field. However, the penalty should help with field position a little bit more.
So we're looking for a one-year stint, Coach Edwards. And, you know, I can say, do you think we ought to give him a little hint, Daniel,
no,
at all at this point?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, no.
2013, a one-year stint,
yep,
for the head coach.
Penalty is against Clinton County. A big one. And we have a correct answer. Chad Barger was the head coach that year. I do not know who is texting in this response. Is that Tish Plumley sending that in?
We need a name, folks.
Tish Plumley, the winner tonight of the Subway Trivia Challenge. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Adams at quarterback. Ball was snapped from the Clinton County 45. Hand up to Sharp. 30, 25. He's taken down. A first down and more for Carson Sharp. So on the first play of the drive that started at the Clinton County 45, thanks to the big penalty there, about the 10-15 mark is when Clay County took over. Now it's first and 10, 10-02 and ticking. Adams in the gun, two wide to either side, hand off to Sharp again. He's off the left side of the line, 15, down to around the 10, crosses it, brought down somewhere around the Clinton County 8-yard line. Carson Sharp looking good. 6-0 the lead for Clay County.
We're seeing just a whole nother attitude from this Bulldog team. We saw the defensive stand. Now we're seeing the lineman get a push, Daniel, and Carson Sharp's taking advantage. He cut it up, got to the second level, made three moves, and he got Clay County first and goal.
Clay County playing from the Clinton County 8. Two wide to either side. Penalty markers come out. It's not a delay of game. I'm not sure what it is. So Tish Plumley, the winner of that Subway Trivia Challenge, several other people came in right after her with the correct answer. Jeff Eads, my sister-in-law, Tamika Garrison, they had the right answer, but Tish Plumley's message came through first.
And the story of this drive, Daniel, no Keaton Arms on the field. It's still the freshman signal caller, Nate Adams.
Two wide either side. Adams with it, gives off to Sharp. Sharp met by a host of Bulldogs from the north, and he's driven back. Loss of yardage. What was the penalty a moment ago? Offsides against Clinton County's defense, which had moved the ball up to around the Clinton County 4. A loss of 2 on that play puts it back at the Clinton County 6-yard line. Second goal for the Black and Gold Dogs. Freshman Nate Adams, the quarterback. Carson Sharp, the senior running back at his right hip. Three wide to the right, one to the left. Adams gives to Sharp. Sharp across the plane of the end zone for a touchdown. Clay County finally with a little more breathing room is the 8:30 mark of this third quarter. Make it 12-9 in favor of Clay County. It's took them a long time, but they've added points.
They have, Daniel, and that's what I wanted to see coming out of halftime. The Dog defense getting the ball for the offense, and then four straight runs from Carson Sharp covering 45 yards all the way to pay dirt.
Levi Garrett on for the extra point opportunity. Missed the first one. We'll see how he does on his second try. Jimmy Burchett to snap. Nate Adams to hold. Snap, set, kicks away. It looks true. It is true. Clay County leads 13-0, 8:30 mark of the third quarter. We're going to stay on air here and go ahead and say that the winner, Tish Plumley, needs to watch the mail for her free sub certificate and her HSN sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches. Because at Subway, fresh is what they do, offering freshly cut veggies, toppings, protein, and freshly baked bread, if I could talk, to create the perfect meal. Greg and Melissa's local sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in our Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Clay County going to be kicking off right to left, so early strike for the Dogs. It was potentially tragedy. Clinton County opened up that third quarter with an onside kick masterfully executed that they recovered. The Dog defense, though, turned away Clinton County, and they come down and get the touchdown.
Yeah, this is a great drive, a statement drive, really, Daniel. Four straight runs from Carson Sharp that paid off with the six-yard touchdown run. And it came after a good return by Allen Kerr, set them up with the penalty near midfield, and Clay County took advantage.
Garrett with the kickoff, fielded by Clinton County Bulldog at the 20. He's upfield, brought down by...
I believe that was Eli Smith.
I'm going to give credit to Lance Burchett, 26,
right,
on the bottom of it. I think he had first contact, but might throw down Eli Smith, a new face to the football program, a old familiar face to basketball, one of those state champions from this past March. Smith out for his senior campaign, and nice to have him on the field for Clay County. Going to be first and 10 for Clinton. Going to get back and try to chart this drive here for him. 8:16 mark, third quarter. Clay County leads 13-9. Clinton County going to be starting this drive. First and 10 from their own 33-yard line. Bulls in the gun. Quarterback keeper off right side. Brought down. Levi Garrett, tackle for loss. Now Clay County starting to roll. Clay County honestly fortunate at this point to be leading 13-0. Not a great game, honestly, for Clay County at this point. We've had a great performance by Joseph Markham. If you've been listening to the broadcast, you know what I'm talking about there. But collectively, Clay County's just kind of went through the paces in this first half without a lot of zeal.
Yeah, I agree, Daniel. But you can see them tighten it up right here in this second half. That's what you got to do. Went in the locker room again. I'm sure Coach Johnson wasn't very happy, but the Dogs are responding here.
Second and 12 for Clinton County. Bulls in the gun. Throws downfield. Deep out. Nearly intercepted by Kerr. Falls incomplete. Make it third and 12 now.
We saw Bulls just ticking away on that last drive of the first half. What you see here, I'm pretty sure Coach can confirm, but I don't think he's got a completion so far in this third quarter.
Well, he had the first play of third quarter as a completion for -1 yards.
All right. Well,
still a completion, though. Notice Eli Smith fill in at linebacker for Keaton Arms as well, so he's on the he's still on the field.
He is on the field. Smith, the senior, getting his first action as a Bulldog when it comes to gridiron play. Third and 12. Bulls in the gun, running back to either hip. Max protection, throws deep field on a post, and they're going to throw a pass interference on Carson Sharp. I can't hardly disagree. Sharp did a great job, but there was some pre-pass arriving contact there.
There was, and again, got caught between the receiver and the ball, put the hand in the back, and kind of climbed him, Daniel, to try to reach over and knock that one away. Good call right there.
The frustrating part, though, third and 13, and the ball was thrown a little wide, but a new set of downs going to be given here. I'm going to throw out one other trivia challenge. This one not sponsored by Subway, just a personal one I've got here. We'll also give you a sticker if you get this one right. This is in honor of a week two contest like we're playing tonight. In 1986, the second game of the season saw two Bulldogs, one a senior and one a freshman, each score twice in a 33-point first quarter versus Red Bull and Springs. Who were those two players? One a freshman, one a senior, 1986, second game of the year. Each of them scored two touchdowns in the first quarter of play. All right, here we go. First and 10. Clinton County playing from their own 44. Ball thrown by Bulls. Caught by receiver. First down yardage. I continue to be impressed by the fine play of the sophomore. And I hate to report to you that we've got two Bulldogs, Joseph Markham and Alec Kerr, who collided helmet to helmet. I heard the thud all the way up here. Thomas, I hate to use the word concussion, but I'm going to. It wouldn't surprise me if one of those two guys didn't get their bells rung. They both came in with heads full of steam. The receiver, they missed him, but they hit each other.
Yeah, and we know how those guys can really lay a lick, Daniel. They both explode to the ball when they take off right there. And again, just kind of one of those unfortunate things. They met in the middle.
Kerr stays on the field. Markham comes off.
Well, we got a minute, guys, on that injury topic. I believe Keaton Arms has got an injured foot. I said it's not really related to his ankle, but he can't put much pressure on his foot at this time.
Okay.
First and 10 for Clinton. Hopefully Markham and Kerr both fine after they came into contact there. Hand off to fullback. Not much doing. He's brought down also one. Tackler on the play. Came out of the secondary, I think. No, Wade Coons. Give Coons credit for that. Tackle for loss. And Markham, unfortunately, trotting back out quickly. We have a guest here to that trivia answer. We have Ogletree and Burgett, half of that track. Craig Ogletree was a senior. He scored two touchdowns in the first quarter of that game. But the freshman part was wrong, so we're still looking for that full answer. It was not one of the two Burgett brothers. Actually, they were in eighth grade at the time. They were not yet in high school in the fall of 1986. Clinton County, second and 11 here. Bulls in the gun, three wide to the right. Quick screen set up to the right. Big tackle for loss made. Freshman Nate Adams, was it? On the play, it was. Just a great play by the freshman. Flew upfield. Hit the wide out Adam hurled, and he lost yardage.
I've seen Adams out there kind of eyeing that swing pass. He's been anticipating that thing coming.
Ball now placed all the way back at the Clinton County 45, where they're going to be snapping third and about 20. So, strange to say, but the defensive back, Thomas, recording a tackle for loss there.
Well, just great anticipation. As little brother said there, he saw it coming, broke on it perfectly, and made the stop.
Third and 20, Bulls in the gun, two wide left, one right. Releases downfield off the fingertips of his teammate Bryson Cross. Incomplete. Fourth and 20 now. Clinton County going to have to punt.
I'll tell you another guy we mentioned a couple times on the individual plays, but that's Levi Garrett. We talked about him last week playing great, no stats. Well, tonight he's got those stats. He's got four stops, tackle for loss, a sack, and a recovered fumble. And you can see he's kind of leading this Bulldog defense to start this second half, Daniel. They're not able to block him from that left tackle position right now.
Just a great player. Fourth and 20 for Clinton County. Punt team on the field. Kerr and Burchett. No, just one guy this time. Just Jimmy Burchett deep to receive.
Kerr off the field, of course.
4:50 mark of this third quarter as Clinton County punts it away. Clay County going to take over around their own 26-yard line. Black and gold Bulldogs lead 13-9. And we have a answer sent in from someone who wishes to be anonymous, but actually it was beaten. I see the correct answer here. Travis Crabtree, the winner. Craig Ogletree, the senior. Jason Hamilton, Jason Norhead Hamilton, the freshman. Each of those guys recorded two touchdowns in the first quarter of that 1986 Week 2 game against Red Bull and Spring. So Travis fixing to get a Horizon Sports Network sticker mailed to him. Clay County taking over first and 10 from the 26. Hand off to Carson Sharp. He's around left side. Has room. First down and more.
He's
30,
ready.
45. And he's brought down near midfield, shy of the 50. But a big first down pickup by Carson Sharp. Sharp with 216 last week and three touchdowns on the ground on 28 carries. Having another good night tonight. Probably getting in close to that 100-yard mark. Ball sitting at what we'll call the Clay County 48, 2 yards from midfield. 4:10 and ticking. Third quarter, Clay County leads 13-9. Hadn't given you that in a while. I apologize. Nate Adams, the freshman quarterback, junior Keaton Arms with that ankle injury. Penalty marker down. Clinton County jumping off sides as Sharps over the century mark with 101 here on the night. Kevin Donaldson also getting that question right. Travis Crabtree beating him to it, though. Penalty against Clay County. They're saying that the Clay County right side of that offensive line moved and drew Clinton County offsides. Ball backed up now to the Clay County 43. Adams with the snap, gives to Sharp again. Carson hitting the backfield, lost the yardage. And that's what you get with Carson. Carson sometimes will have those negative plays, but he makes up for them with those big bursts that he has. So he had 101 on the night, going to bring him back down under the century mark. As he loses a couple yards on that one, ball is now spotted at the 42, second and 15.
Alec Kerr coming back on the field after the injury.
So Kerr and Markham appear to be okay after what was a pretty ugly lick where they collided with each other. Adams in the gun, two wide to either side. Adams to pass, has time, steps to the right. He's deep downfield, has a man, and it is knocked away. A good defensive play by Clinton County's number three. I have lost my Clinton County roster. Here it is. Bryson Cross, we've called that name a lot tonight. Obviously a good player for the Clinton County Bulldogs. good deep ball by Nate Adams. I think he was targeting Burgett downfield, but just a nice defensive play by Cross.
It was. He's showing off the arm right there, Daniel. Just a straight vertical for Burchett, and he gave him a chance. Pretty tight coverage on the outside, but he knew Burchett would go up and get it, and he did. They battled for the ball. It just didn't. He just didn't come down with it.
Third and 15. Adams in the gun. Three wide left, one to the right. Adams rolls to the left, has receivers, picks one out, releases deep down over Jimmy Burchett. He catches 25, 20, inside almost to the 15 and brought down. What a beautiful pass by freshman Nate Adams. Rolled to his left, set his feet, flipped his shoulders, threw the corner route, deep downfield to Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy, the sure-handed receiver, hauls it in, first and 10 for Clay County, where they're going to have it spotted in the Clinton County 16. What a play by freshman Nate Adams and junior Jimmy Burchett. 2:30 and ticking, third quarter action, Clay County up 13-9. Looking to extend that lead into a three possession contest. First and 10 Dogs. Kerr, along with Markham, split to the right. We've got number one, that's Jeff Spivey, another newcomer to the football program, split to the left. Pass by Adams to Kerr, and he's in for the touchdown. What a play, Nate Adams. Pressure made him roll to the right. Almost an underhanded Brett Favre-like toss, Thomas, into the waiting hands of the All-State junior wide receiver. And Kerr had six more to the board. And honestly, he did it off of a very innovative play by the freshman.
Looking really good out there. The freshman doesn't look like a freshman right now to me, Daniel.
He does not. Levi Garrett on for the PAT attempt. Exactly 2 minutes left in this third quarter, 19-9. The score, Clay County now starting to dominantly get out in front of Clinton County. Adams to hold. Burchett the long snap. Garrett to kick. It's away, and it's a beauty. Clay County going to go up 20-9. 2 minutes left here in the third.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network, and here's your Eco Panels of Tennessee Dog Drive Summary. Clay County just went five plays, covering 74 yards. Carson Sharp got it started with a 22-yard run, and then the freshman, Nate Adams, finding Jimmy Burchett for 26, and then Alec Kerr for 16-yard touchdown to put Clay County up 20-0 here with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. This Dog Drive Summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. Daniel, you can find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a safer, stronger, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com or give them a call today at 800-356-2396. Eco Panels of Tennessee is simply a better way to build.
It certainly is. Clay County kicked that one off from a strange spot on the field. It was on into Clinton County territory due to a personal foul against the Bulldogs out of the north. So Garrett boomed it all the way down to around the five, and he was able to pin Clinton County deep. The return man got back out to around the 24, where Clinton County takes over, trailing 20 points, 76 yards away from the black and gold end zone. Sophomore quarterback, number four, Bentley Bowles, has played so well tonight, particularly in that first half of play. He maintains his quarterback position here deep in the third quarter, 1:47 left to play in this third stanza. Bowles is in the gun, running back to either hip, brings one in motion, left or right out of the backfield. Bellies up to a fullback, gives it to him. That guy has running room. One of the better ground plays out of a tailback tonight for Clinton County. Picked up around 7 before a host of dogs come in on the stop. Pick one out, Thomas, because there was a lot of them. Yes, that would be Anderson, the sophomore linebacker. We continue to see number 40, Eli Smith, on the field. Also, earlier we noticed number 1, senior Jeff Spivey, making his first appearance as a varsity Bulldog. He and Eli Smith came out last week and finding a little bit of playing time here tonight. So nice to have those fine athletes out for their last year here at Clay County High School playing football. Second and 1, Clinton County with it. They're going to be snapping from their own 33-yard line. Bulls in the gun, 2 wide right, 1 to the left, running back at either hip, and a whistle blows on the field to lay a gain against Clinton County. Going to back them up to 2nd and 6. By the way, Travis Crabtree, if you'll send your address.
He already has, Daniel.
Good. Very good. We'll get that mailed. Tish Plumley works here at Clay County High School through the state of Tennessee and be able to save a stamp and just deliver it to her in person. Clinton County, 2nd and 6. Bulls with it. Gives off to the running back. He's hit hard by about 3 different dogs. I see Levi Garrett involved. Somebody else was lower, though, than him.
And I think it might have been Coons, Daniel.
Could have been Wade. I know we've not called his name a lot tonight, but Clinton County's not been running those A and B gaps. They've been trying to get off tackle, perhaps doing a good job with some of the guards getting down there on Coons. Going to be the last play of this third quarter as Clinton County content to let time run out. At the end of 3, Clay County leads this border war with Clinton County 20-9.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
4th and final quarter, getting underway here. Clinton County with it, snapping from their own 28-yard line. 3rd and 6, Bulls in the gun. Hands off on a jet sweep to Cross as he comes around the left side of that offensive line tackle made by Joseph Markham. He continues the good defensive effort. I apologize if perhaps I alarmed some of you earlier when I talked about that hard lick that Markham and Kerr had. But I heard it all the way up here high atop the bleachers at Joe Neal Stadium. Both men obviously fine and just a tough helmet-to-helmet hit, you know.
We've talked about Markham. We talked about a lot of guys, but I think we need to go back and talk about the freshman quarterback, Daniel. Right now, Nate Adams, 5 for 6 for 85 yards and a touchdown.
Wow.
In his debut as a Bulldog here on John Teeples Field tonight.
4th and 3. Clinton County going for it. Do or die for them here. Quarterback keeper of the Bulls off left side. I believe he gets the first down yardage. Going to be very close.
I'm not right.
Still waiting for the spot. Hunter Kyle on the stop. Officials taking their time with this one.
And with Adams' effort, a total of 133 yards passing for Clay County tonight. That's pretty impressive also, with most of that coming here in the second half. Carson Sharp is over 100 yards. He's got 12 carries for 100 even.
So good numbers.
Despite what we thought was a poor performance, Daniel, by this Clay County offense, they're starting to kind of get in the groove here when they need it.
It'll be Clay County football. Finally, they spot it to make that determination. Timeout is taken by Clinton County. 10:36 left in this contest. Clay County leading 20-0, and they'll be taking over on offense, first and 10 from their own, or from the Clinton County 32 when we come back.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
First down play for Clay County coming back out of that break was a handoff to Carson Sharp. It originated at the Clinton County 32 on a first and 10, and it's around second and 3 now from the Clinton County 25. Pick up a 7 for Carson. Nate Adams, quarterback in the gun, has the ball, going to throw, releases downfield for Markham, ball knocked away by number 5 of Clinton County, Dylan Anderson, a junior defensive back. It's a good ball by Adams, but a better defensive play on the slant by Anderson for Clinton County. 10:02, and the clock stopped with the incomplete pass. Going to be 3rd and 3, 4-down territory for Clay County. Snapping from the Clinton County 25, 2 wide to the right. Actually, make it 1 to the right, 3 to the left. Kerr came in motion from right to left across the formation. Hard count by Adams. Now it's snapped. Hand off to Sharp. He's caught from behind. Brought down after a pickup of 1, and they're going to call, I think, a horse collar here. Sharp grabbing his right ankle. Now he's up. Maybe a cramp. I hope so it is. He was brought down very awkwardly from behind. And kind of scary to see Carson grabbing at that right knee is what you thought it was, Coach Edwards. 20-0, the score. Clay County in front. Horse collar being called against Clinton County.
Picked up some yardage there, Daniel, but how far did he advance?
Looks like he got down to the 25.
Well, so no gain.
Yeah, it wasn't much. He just had got across the line, perhaps 1. The penalty is down at the 24, so a pickup of 1 on the carry. Going to be an automatic first down as they trot it forward and spot it on what we'll call the Clinton County 11. We'll be able to tell if that's right if they use the chains across the way, and they do. It's 1st and 10 rather than 1st and goal from the 11. Hand out to Markham. Joseph could get in. Breaks 2 tackles. Runs to the left pylon, and he's in. Joseph Markham with a big exclamation point on this short dog drive. 9:30 mark of the fourth quarter, and the junior running back gets in easily, making it 26-0. Garrett to come home for the PAT, so wonderful to see Markham with a touchdown, but our thoughts are with Carson Sharp down on the sideline where he was awkwardly tackled, came out holding that right knee. Trainer Chad Holloway down on the sideline attending to him. Adams to hold. Jimmy Burchett to snap on the PAT. Here's the snap, here's the hold, here's the kick. It's a low one, but it's a good one. Clears the crossbar. 27-9. 9:24 left in this contest. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
We're back with your Eco Panels of Tennessee Dog Drive Summary. Clay County now leads 27-0 here with 9 minutes and 24 seconds left to go in this game. And Daniel, that was a four-play, 32-yard drive capped off by an 11-yard touchdown run from Joseph Markham. This Dog Drive Summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermit Springs. You can find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. EcoPanels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Joseph Birdwell recording the tackle on the kickoff. Clinton County going to take over first and 10 from, it appears to me, their own 40-yard line, so 60 yards away from points. This is the fourth ever meeting between these two schools. Clay County 3-0 in the series. They met in 2013, 2014, 2019, and then here tonight. They were going to play last season, but Kentucky started their season later than Tennessee, so I think we played Stone Memorial instead of Clinton County. Clinton County first and 10. They do trail 27-0. Bulls quarterback keeper left side, little to nothing doing as the tackle's made by Joseph Markham, but I think the primary stopper, do I see Wade Coombs? No, Lance Burchett. So Markham was the primary there. Lance Burchett also involved. He's in the defensive secondary. Let's see if we have any other substitutions out there for Clay County. I see all starters except for Arms, of course, who's out. And it looks like we're going with a different look defensively. Just two inside linebackers, Markham and Coombs. So it's a 4-2-5 look, five defensive backs. Lance Burchett, younger brother of Jimmy, playing the safety now alongside his brother. Bulls with it under pressure, quick screen thrown incomplete. Weston Birdwell nearly with a pick, and Eli Smith dialing up the heat there, rushing off the edge, Thomas, from his defensive end position, I guess it was, getting a good hit in on the sophomore quarterback.
Yeah, he was. Again, shot out of a cannon, kind of like Keaton Arms was earlier in the game, Daniel, and you're right, a four-man front. Smith at that outside linebacker defensive end spot on the far sideline there, and almost had his first sack of his career.
Certainly did. Going to be 3rd and 9 for Clinton County. They picked up one on that first play. Incomplete on the last there. Bulls in the gun. Two wide left, one right. Bulls to pass, throws deep downfield. Go route down the sideline, nearly intercepted by Nate Adams, and they throw a penalty flag. And unless they may call offensive pass interference here rather than defensive, I hope that's the case because Adams played it clean, I thought.
I think you're right, Daniel. Adams had a chance to get his feet on the ground and run under that one, but instead the receiver grabbed him and he had to kind of jump for it with one arm. Otherwise, I think he's got the pick.
I'll be very surprised if it's anything but that. Regardless of the outcome, we got 7:58 left in the contest here. Clay County going to end up winning this thing. It's 27-9. They do
come on. Interference on Clay County.
It could be that he was another defender besides Adams somewhere.
Okay.
So Clinton County, first down after the penalty. Ball rest in Bulldog territory, black and gold dog territory, that is, at the 44. 7:58 left in the fourth, 1st and 10 Clinton County. Bulls in the gun, running back to either hip. Bulls has time to pass, throws downfield. Incomplete. Good breakup by Joseph Markham. Made that receiver pay.
Yeah, he's up now, but number one thought about it there for just a minute.
Adam Harold, the senior wideout, the one who was the intended receiver before Markham came in low, disrupted the route. 2nd and 10 after the incomplete pass. Clay County going to have an early bye week next week. Originally, they were supposed to play Pickett County. Pickett County, though, announcing pretty, about a month ago, hadn't been long, maybe less than a month, that they were not going to play football this year. And so we changed up the schedule, picked up Grundy County later in the season. Tackle made, Joseph Markham, the main guy. But let me tell you, three other dogs right there with him. I see Jimmy Burchett, I see Weston Burble, others involved. Just great game tackling by Clay County. Thomas, do you think Markham was that first hit?
I know he was, Daniel. He snapped that neck back of that ball carrier, and Markham getting close to a double-digit night.
Eli Smith also involved in a injured player on the field for Clinton County, I think. We're going to go to break here. Fourth quarter, Clay County leads 27-9, still 7:28 left.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, good news. Not a serious injury. It was to a Clay County Bulldog, though. Freshman Lance Burchett, a little shaken up on the play. Right over here in front of the his teammates on the home sideline. Lance back up, though. He'll have to come off the field for a play. I'm not sure. It looks like sophomore Joseph Bird will going to go in and replace him. So nice to see Joseph. He recorded a stop on the kickoff earlier to start this drive. He'll come out and play defense for the injured Lance Burchett. Burchett on his feet, though, under his own power on the sideline. He ended up on the bottom of about four or five players there. Thomas Lynn Markham come in and made that big hit. Third and 13, make sure you get Markham as a tackle for a loss, because that's what it was. Bulls throws deep down the left sideline. Man there. Birdwell almost with interception. Good coverage underneath from Joseph Birdwell over the top by safety Jimmy Burchett. Receiver didn't have much a chance on that one. Good ball by Bulls. Just a better defensive play by Burchett and Birdwell.
It was, and I think Burchett probably would have hauled that one in if Birdwell hadn't have tipped it going underneath there, Daniel. But both players had a shot at the INT, just couldn't get it done.
Clay County leads 27-9, 6:57 left here in the contest. Clinton County's got it, 4th and 13. Carson Sharp is on his own power walking on the sideline, so perhaps that knee not hurt too badly. 4th and 13, ball released by Bulls, knocked into the air, falls to the turf at John Tibbles Field, incomplete. So we'll have to see if Clay Kenny chooses to go with some younger guys here on this drive on offense as they take over around midfield. 6:48 left in the fourth. Clay Kenny going to move on to 2-0 here early in this season. This has been a hard-fought game, though. Clinton Kenny came down here, I think, surprised the Clay County players, perhaps even the coaching staff a little. I'm not sure. I'm not saying we overlooked them, but Clinton County fought hard and early in this one, only 6-0 at halftime. Clay County has asserted dominance here in the second half of play, though. Hand off to Markham. He sticks it up inside, crosses midfield. The drive starts here. It was 1st and 10 from the Clay County 48. Markham crosses midfield, and he's brought down at the Clinton County 45. Penalty flag down on the play. Junior quarterback Keaton Arms injured back in that second quarter. We've not seen him since. But Nate Adams, the freshman, has come in and played wonderfully. Going to be a hard decision to make later in this one, perhaps between him and Joseph Markham for that TDS top performer. Both of them have played great. But that's what we like. We like it when we have to make those tough calls because that means we've got numerous Bulldogs who have had splendid nights. Penalty against Clinton County going to be marched way down deep into their territory now. The black and gold dogs of Clay County going to be snapping 1st and 10 from the Clinton County 29, a point opportunity here for the Bulldogs. Looks like I see sophomore Hayden McGee at right tackle. I'm not sure who that right guard is.
Five, you spit out wide there, Daniel.
Adams to throw, rolls to the left, has blocking, gunning for Spivey down the left sideline. Should be pass interference, and it is called. Spivey almost caught his first touchdown as a Bulldog football player, though. It ends up hitting the turf, but only because the Clinton County Bulldog realized that he was beat by the bigger receiver and wisely got the pass interference penalty. So Clay County going to have this thing probably 1st and goal now after this pass interference call. So, senior Jeff Spivey, coach, what do you put him at? Around 6'4", something like that?
Yeah, he's 6'4", 6'5".
heck of a wingspan.
Highly athletic.
Yeah, he can get off the ground and he can go up and catch a jump ball. So,
another one of our state champions from this March. I can't say that enough. I think it's about four times I mentioned it.
Well, I don't mind hearing it. Just tell you the truth. Say it all you like.
Ball being snapped, first and 10 from the Clinton County 15. It's a handoff to Markham. Joseph at the 10, the 5. He walks in untouched. Joseph Markham adding more points to the board. What a night the juniors having. He's done it defensively. He's done it on special teams, and he's done it on offense. His second rushing touchdown, I believe, perhaps his third. 5:38 mark and ticking. I'm surprised they hadn't stopped the clock yet, but I won't complain. That is his third rushing touchdown. So we've had two running backs in 2 weeks to record three touchdowns on the ground. Carson Sharp last week, Joseph Markham doing it tonight. Levi Garrett on to attempt the PAT, 33-9, currently the score. Burchett to snap, Adams to hold. Here's the kick from Garrett. It's high. It's true. Clay County 34, Clinton County none. 5:34 left here.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Clay County dominantly in front, 34-9. Garrett kicks it off. Fielded by Clinton County Bulldog, Eli Smith making a big hit. Could not wrap the man up. It is Hunter Kyle who comes in and wraps up the ankles. But I think you got to give credit to Eli Smith. First man down the field, full head of steam. Just a great hit by the senior who's playing his first ever, to my knowledge, football action. Don't think he participated in youth league or junior high. And Coach Johnson's worked on him each year. He's been here at Clay County High School, and Eli deciding to come out this year and making his presence known. Looks the part, even though he's out there for the first time ever.
Yeah, he does. And a lot of guys stepping up here late. A lot of new faces on the field there, Daniel. You probably know the numbers. We need to make sure we mention them.
Joseph Berg will play in this right corner. He's the only new one I see. Everybody else, starters, I believe, other than Smith, who's out there. Clinton County with it, first and 10. They snap from their own 22. Bulls keeps it right up the gut. Dodges a man. Bulls has played well tonight. He's brought down by Joseph Burgle. Jimmy Burgett coming over the top assisting. Close to the first down. Pickup of about 9 yards. No, they're saying move those chains. First down, four Bulls, 4:15 and ticking. As we mentioned, Clay County open next week, going to have a chance to heal up a little bit. And honestly, not a bad thing. We do have some guys, Carson Sharp, Keaton Arms, got banged up tonight. So it's going to be nice to take an easier week next week before they make the long road trip to Cornersville. Low snap, Bulls picks it up, evades two men, and he's brought down by the third. Give credit to Levi Garrett, who hustled down the line of scrimmage to make the play. Hunter Kyle slowed the momentum of Bulls. He did not bring him down. It was Garrett cleaning him up.
And we've seen that from the start of this second half, Daniel. The Bulldog defense set the tone early, got the ball back to Clay County, and we've seen what they've done when they've had possession this second half. Basically four possessions and four scores, Daniel.
Second and 10 for Clinton County. They're snapping from their own 32. Hunter Kyle out, Tyler Waffle in at right tackle. Hand off to a running back. He's hitting the backfield by Anderson. Austin couldn't hang on, though. Runs into the arms of a couple more dogs. Wade Coons, the primary, along with others. Not much yardage picked up by Clinton County. 3 minutes left in this one. 34-0. Clay County got up. Remember, folks, at halftime, this was a 6-0 ball game. So Clay County's really done the bulk of this scoring in one half a play.
They have. And, you know, another group we haven't mentioned, and they kind of came on in this second half, and that's that offensive line, the starters there. I think you got Waffle and McGee.
Yeah.
They still playing.
Probably been Maxfield sprinkled in with Luke Thompson. Bulls going deep downfield, incomplete. He's got a cannon on him. He's played well. I know we've talked about that a lot, but whenever we're impressed with an opposing player, we tend to do that.
We do.
I'd like to have him here playing in Clay County.
Yeah.
We can find a place for him.
He's a great athlete, and for his stature, his arm strength really surprises you, Daniel.
Yeah, he's not real tall, not real heavy. 4th and 8, Clinton County going to go for it, even though it's deep in their own territory. And honestly, that has aided and abetted some of the Bulldogs scoring. They've took over with great field position due to Clinton County going for it on 4th down, as they have to. You know, once you get to a certain point in the game, if you want to try to have any momentum for your kids. Bulls with it. 4th and 8. Releases deep downfield. High and wobbly pass, though. Adams almost got to it for the pick. It hits the turf and bounces out of bounds. Clay County going to take back over on offense. The big story offensively, to me, has been freshman quarterback Nate Adams. He came in late second quarter, about 1:10 left. Arms ran it on 1st down, picked up 5, went out with an ankle injury. And here's where the trust issue comes in. Offensive coordinator Chris Harris and head coach Jack Johnson, they didn't go vanilla with the playbook. They went ahead and opened it up and let him throw the football. He was 3-of-3 on that opening drive to wrap up that second quarter. Now, we did not score. Markham was brought down at the 1 as time expired on the second goal play. We would have scored had there been one more second on the clock.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. He almost engineered the second scoring drive of that entire half in under a minute, Daniel. So just the poise of the young man coming off the bench, first time ever on the offensive side of the ball and going under center. You know, I've been there a little bit, played as a freshman some, but I couldn't imagine taking a snap in a 6-0 ball game at that age.
No, me either. My freshman, of course, you started on defense. It's
a
freshman.
A whole different
it animal. Is. It is. I stood on the sideline as a freshman and was proud of it. I did not really want to play, tell you the truth, but Adams just playing like a seasoned veteran here in his first appearance offensively as a Bulldog. Clay County going to take over here. 1st and 10. Clinton County got a huge defensive line. We hadn't talked about that a lot. They're really big up front. And as you mentioned, the Clay County offensive line has done a nice job with them tonight. 1st and 10, Clay County from the Clinton County 35-yard line. Hand off to Austin Anderson. Anderson hit around the line of scrimmage. We'll have to check the spot to see if he gained yardage. 1:45 and ticking here in this contest. Freshman Hayden Adams checking in at the wideout spot. Seniors Fivey coming off, along with sophomore Anderson. Other new numbers for the Dogs. I'm going to have to go to the roster. I see number 32, Roman Briggs. A freshman, son of Mike Briggs, a former Bulldog alumni player. I said that wrong. Son of John Briggs. Called the wrong one. 1:15 and ticking. 2nd and 10. No yardage picked up for Anderson on the 1st down carry. Also see number 24. That's Logan Jennings, a sophomore for the Dogs. Nate Adams, quarterback keeper, right side. Gets hit, breaks a tackle, penalty flags come out, still on his feet. And honestly, I wish Adams would go down a little easier. I like his fight, but we can't afford to lose him at this point because it's unknown how severe the injury is. Coach, you had a report earlier on Keaton Arms, and I didn't hear all of it. Couldn't put pressure on. Is that what you said earlier?
Well, no, it was just a left ankle injury, and you know, he wasn't going to return this game. Highly doubtful that he came back. And then he came out the second half with no pads on, no helmet.
Okay.
So at that point, we knew he wasn't coming back.
Walking under his own pressure, though, under his own strength.
No, he was actually in the cart.
Okay. Penalties against Clay County because they backed it up. 2nd and 15. And that was a 2nd down play, so negate the rush by Nate Adams. 25 seconds and ticking. Last play of this contest. 5 seconds on the play clock. Here's the snap. Adams hands off to Anderson. Austin Anderson with it. Crosses the 40-yard line. That's where the play originated. Picks up around two, we'll call it. Make it three, Thomas. Three for the sophomore. This one's going to go final. We're down to 5 seconds and ticking. Hard fought win. We finally got there, though. 34-0 going to be the final in the border war between Clay County, Tennessee and Clinton County, Kentucky. Stay with us, folks, here on the Horizon Sports Network for the CarQuest postgame show.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest post-game show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back here to the CarQuest postgame show. Clay County moves on to 2-0, undefeated so far early in this 2021 season with a 34-0 win over Clinton County, Kentucky in tonight's Border War. Slow start to the contest, Thomas, 6-0 halftime score, but we end up with a big second half to get to 34-0. Tell us all about it.
Well, you're right, Daniel. Just, I'll give them a little bit of an excuse or whatever you want to say. It's hard to get up for a game like this. We talked about the big win over Jackson County, the rivalry game, and everybody knew coming into this one that this was kind of like a Red Bull and a Springs game or a Piggy County game. And unfortunately, Clay County played like it. They played down to the level of competition in that first half, and there's no doubt about that. And it was just kind of mental mistakes and uncharacteristic stuff. But again, it started out with a Clinton County fumble, and then our first drive sputtered, turned it over on downs due to a holding call. Did force the punt on the next one, and we took advantage. Sharp broke free for 22 yards. Arms found Kerr for 19, and Joseph Markham capped it from 6 yards out. And the extra point was missed, and we were 6-0 with 3:30 to play. And we thought, okay, here we go. 3:30 play in the first quarter.
Right.
But it didn't happen that way. We got another fumble on the next drive. We turned it over on downs. Markham picked off a pass on the next Clinton County drive. We punted. And then Clinton County put together a drive. We talked about Bulls all night long. They drove it all the way down and had a fourth and goal at the 13-yard line with about a minute to go in the first half. And we said, somebody's got to step up. And it was a senior, Wade Coons, picking off that pass, getting the ball back for his team. And then that's when Arms, he scrambled on that next play, the ensuing play, and that's when he went down and went out of the game. And we thought, oh, what are we going to do now? We knew Adams was coming in. We knew he was going to be a great talent. But you talk about answering the bell. He proceeded to go 3 for 3 on the next three plays, found Kerr for 11, found Markham for 16, and Burchett for 16 more. Got it down in scoring position. Second and goal from the 4-yard line, just ran out of time. Markham tackled just short of the goal line, so Clay County went in the locker room 6-0. And, Coach, I know you were down that way at intermission. I'm sure that was maybe not a place you wanted to be if you were a Clay County Bulldog player.
Well, I didn't hear anything, Thomas. I think I got there a little right after the action. But, I'm sure Coach Johnson, and they needed to be woken up. It was just sloppy and ugly and lethargic and just didn't look like a normal Clay County team, what we've seen the last 2 or 3 years.
Clinton County comes out, Thomas, started that third quarter. They're kicking off. Onside kick, guess what? Well executed. They recovered the thing and start with momentum.
They did, but that's when you saw a different team exit the locker room and enter John Steeples Field. After that one play, the onside kick that Clinton County recovered, that Bulldog defense went to work, got the ball back, 3 and out basically after that onside kick recovery. And then Carson Sharp broke off 1 for 20. 1 for 17, and then capped it with a 6-yard touchdown, and Clay County was rolling. They went up 13-0 just about 2 minutes into that second half, and then they went from there, scored on all 4 possessions of the second half for this blowout win. Kerr was a beneficiary of Nate Adams' first touchdown pass, a 16-yarder, to go up 20-0. Then Markham ran it in from 11 yards out prior to going in from 15 yards out for your final score, 34-0 for Clay County.
I've heard Coach Johnson refer to Nate Adams as a gunslinger before, and I saw why on that play. I compared it during the broadcast to a Brett Favre-like play because that's kind of what it was. It's a busted play. He had the break pocket, was rolling. If I'm not mistaken, kind of an underneath, underhand sling rather than overhand pass, and pretty special little play there.
Well, and that's, they talk about the quarterbacks of the future, and that's what you see, that what they call them, off-platform throws and things of that nature. And I think Nate Adams can make all of those throws, it looks like, even though he's just played one game now under center. A little stats here for Clay County. We had 41 offensive plays for a total of 291 yards and 5 touchdowns, 25 rushes for 158 yards and 4 touchdowns. Leading the way, rushing the ball, that's your senior, Carson Sharp. 14 carries, 108 yards, and 1 6-yard touchdown run. And, our thoughts are with him right now. I know kind of an unknown injury at this time, but our thoughts are with the senior.
Yeah, late in the game, fourth quarter there, Carson had a 1-yard run. He's tackled from behind. They ended up calling a horse collar penalty. Momentum was going forward. His feet got stuck in the turf, and I think that right knee is what he was holding when he came off. So, like you said, unknown right now. Hopefully he'll be back. We do have a bye week. He has 2 weeks to recover,
He does. Joseph Markham, part of his big night, will chronicle all of that here in a little while, I'd say. He has 5 carries for 42 yards and 3 touchdowns. Jimmy Burchett, 1 carry for 1 yard. Keaton Arms, 3 carries for 4 yards. Austin Anderson, 2 carries for 8 yards tonight. Through the air, Clay County passed for a total of 133 yards and 1 touchdown on 8 completions. That was broken down by 3 for 9 night by Keaton Arms for 48 yards. Adams, the freshman, coming in 5 for 7, 85 yards and a touchdown.
Nice night.
It was. That takes care of the passing. Receiving-wise, Alec Kerr making an appearance here tonight, the leading receiver, 4 catches, 65 yards, and a touchdown. And you saw how dangerous Alec Kerr can be. We saw a few balls that maybe could have been caught tonight. The ones that went Alec Kerr's way, they were.
Yeah, kind of a quiet night in the season opener, and we saw more of it tonight. Like Coach has mentioned before, folks know who he is now. And I think they did last year, too, but you know, he proved to him last year, don't leave me alone. And
right.
Maybe Clinton County, not hardly as a wire, you know.
Right. Jimmy Burchett, another good night following up his big debut. He had 3 catches for 52 yards tonight. Joseph Markham, 1 catch for 16 yards. On the defensive side of the ball, Levi Garrett, another big night. We talked about him not really having the stats last week, even though we played a great game. Tonight he got him 5 tackles, a recovered fumble, a sack, and 1 for loss, Daniel. Jimmy Burchett also with 5 stops. Alec Kerr had 3. Keaton Arms had 3, one of those for loss. Nate Adams had 1, one of those, I guess it was a tackle for loss. Tyler Wathel had 1. Wade Coons had 4 stops and that big interception. Lance Burchett had a stop. Austin Anderson had 1. Hunter Kyle had 1. Joseph Burville, 2. And Eli Smith, making his debut, had 1 stop tonight. But there was one guy that stood out in this game, and he did it on both sides of the ball. But on the defensive side, he was really impressive, Daniel. And you know, what award he's probably going to get in a little while. We'll talk about that, I guess, when we come back. Joseph Markham, 10 tackles, 2 for loss, 2 forced fumbles, a fumble recovery, and an interception. Now, I've got a little column here with miscellaneous, and it rarely gets full under one player's name, but I don't have a place to write anything else.
And he had a great punt, too. Let's not
forget
that. Folks, we are going to go to a quick break, come back, announce that TDS top performer. Coach Edwards has got some stuff he's going to share with us and a budget pest control scoreboard update. All coming back over after our last short break. You're listening to the CarQuest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top performer and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the CarQuest post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here live for the final time on the CarQuest post-game show. Before we announce our TDS top performer, Coach, I know you and John kind of tag-teamed some stuff tonight. Do you have any stats from Clinton to share?
I do. You know, John kept up there while I was out a few plays, but appreciate that. 47 plays for Clinton County for 149 total yards. On the ground, there are 24 rushes for 37 of those. And that sophomore quarterback, Bowles, that we talked about so much, you know, the first half he was 7 of 10 for 101 yards. Well, the second half he was 2 of 13. I think we got to him a little bit more, put a little more pressure on him, forced him to move around the pocket a little bit, made him uncomfortable. 9 of 23 overall for 112 yards, 1 interception.
Credit defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson with good halftime adjustments there, and obviously the Bulldog players for responding to the scheme.
Yeah, it is I guess what you'd call a sloppy game. Penalty-wise, Clinton County had 10 penalties for 115 yards.
Ooh.
You know, they only had 149 total offense, 115 in penalties. But you know, Clay, 7 penalties for 70 yards. I know it's early in the season, but
you got to
clean that up a little bit, you know.
For sure. An early personal foul that you never want any of those, just like a discipline on that. We'll go ahead and announce tonight's TDS top performer. If you've been listening, I think you know who it is. The junior, Joseph Markham, a career night. Just checking boxes all over the place. Offensively, we wanted to see him run the ball. Well, we got to tonight on only five touches. Three of the five touches went to the end zone for touchdown. Just a great average, 8 yards a carry, average slightly over, 5 carries, 42 yards. Defensively, he was the only guy early that was playing. Honestly,
right.
Everybody else, you know, out there doing what they do, but he was the only guy making big plays. Early there, had the 2 forced fumbles. The one play, he forced it and recovered it all by his lonesome. Just a great night for him. Add in the pick to it. What a performance.
Yeah, you don't see that on both sides of the ball from a guy like Joseph Markham very often, Daniel. But what we saw on the offensive side, you know, it wasn't just 1 yard in a cloud of dust either. You know, he scored from 6 yards out, 11 yards out, and 15 yards out. First contact doesn't even phase Joseph Markham.
No, he's a big guy, strong guy. First carry of the game, actually, that ended up not counting because of a penalty.
Right.
He broke 2 tackles, hurdled a man, picked up about 7 when he should have lost 3. That one didn't even go on there. He'd even have gaudier numbers offensively.
Right, no doubt about it. So that's just on the offensive side. There's not many guys that's had 3 touchdowns in a game. We talk about them every week.
Right.
That puts you in the record books most of the time. But to add all these extras on the defensive side of the ball and break double digits, anytime you got 10 tackles, you've dominated a game, and that's what Joseph Markham did on both sides of the ball.
100%. Coach, thoughts on Joseph Markham as our TDS top performer?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. He was the best player on the field tonight for either team, you know, on either side of the ball, really. So,
right.
I think he definitely definitely made the right choice.
Besides his performance, Coach, and I know both of y'all can witness this, he walked in to the marina about 3 weeks ago, stepped in the store, you know, had a cutoff shirt on. And, you know, what an impressive young fella he's turned himself into, just a physical specimen. I wouldn't want to meet Joseph Markham in the hole.
No, he's stout. A lot of work in the weight room. Really cut up, and he's a junior. He's
right.
Got another year. If he adds as much physicality between junior and senior as he did between sophomore and junior, he's going to hurt some folks next year.
No doubt.
Joseph Markham, tonight's TDS top performer. And it was brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Coach, one of my favorite times of the night, the final Budget Pest Control scoreboard update.
Final one of the night. Start off with Cornersville over Forest, 16-6. So Cornersville, that game we've been talking about leading up to, they're 2-0. Clay's 2-0. I believe Cornersville has a game next week, so you know, it'll be 2-1 or 3-0. Could be a meeting of 2 undefeated teams.
Right. I think that's one of those rivalry type games down in that area also, isn't it, Coach? And aren't they pretty close together?
They're in the same area. I really don't know the distance between them, but they're down in that down below Murfreesboro area. Monterey 21, Cumberland County 7. Cookeville 42, Livingston Academy 0. Macon County 14, Westmoreland 6. There's one that Daniel picked.
You did too.
I did.
Yeah,
I did too. Yeah, I couldn't go for two Blue Tigers.
For,
that's right.
For
couldn't go for the two Blue Tigers. I did pick Westmoreland. I don't remember who. Yeah, I picked Westmoreland.
You did.
I sure did, yeah.
I didn't.
Mick Ewan comes from behind late to beat Joe Burns, 22-20. Tyner, 52. Grundy County, 14. Coalfield, 35. Scott, 7.
That was when we picked, you say,
the Highlanders got killed.
Yeah, you know, I went with the Jackets. I think both of you guys went with the Highlanders.
I think you had some insider information.
I won't deny that I sent a text message to get a little advice. But,
okay.
We'll talk about that later, John. Gordonsville 16, Watertown 9, final score.
Ooh, the Tigers.
The Blue Tigers. The Blue Tigers over the Purple Tigers.
Big win.
On the night.
They're 2-0.
Scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Final score, Clay County 34, Clinton County none. We're 4-0 in the series against the Bulldogs from the North. Remember, next Friday night, no action for Clay County. 2 weeks from tonight, first road trip of the season down at Cornersville. Potential matchup of what could be two AP top 10 teams. We'll have to wait and see how it goes. Folks, for John Weaver, Rob Edwards, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Clay County 2-0, and we wish you all a good night.